Blog Talk Radio.
It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. We hear it out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's hear it out radio. Banging out your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Air it out radio. Air it out callers. Air it out, listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air it out, radio.net, get in tune. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Air it out, radio.net, huh?
Air it out radio with that chick fired brown skin heifer. Make sure y'all tune in every Monday, 10 to 1. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my air it outers that are on the line. It's that chick fire. For those that are slow and that are new, make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. And make sure y'all speak up, all that good stuff, so we can know who you are. And even if it's not your first time, just make sure y'all speak up loud and clear. We know who you are. We want to let everybody know your website and promo and all that good stuff. You definitely want to let everybody know who you are. So, like, as if your first time calling. Like I said, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I got a lot of stuff on here that, you know, y'all really need to go look at. Beats. I got the beat section going on. And I'm posting some new stuff for blog talk shows and radio shows. Shout out to the Batcave, they up there. C's, he's up there. I'm going to have some other people up there too as well. So, like I said, please check out the website. It has a lot of stuff on there that, you know, y'all might be interested in. Some sites that y'all probably are not even on, never even knew about them. I got some contests coming up. I need a theme song for my exclusive. Going to be having celebs on there where I basically do all my exclusive as far as just like an hour show or half an hour with, you know, a select few. And like I said, it's real, that show right there is something that y'all really definitely want to be on too. You know, don't think that because you're not on this one, you know, you won't have a good opportunity to be heard, because you will. But before we go any further, I know y'all probably heard about Tina Marie passing. I'm going to give her, like, a moment of silence because she definitely deserved that out of respect. You know, please respect that. All right, back to business. So, that is definitely a shame. I really respect the Tina Marie. She's taking, like, a black girl, like, crazy. Her vocals is nuts. Not many can fuck with her. So, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Listen, I had this issue last week. Y'all drove me fucking nuts. Okay? I'm not dealing with it no more. Okay? I'm going to run down a couple things that I'm not going to tolerate. Number one, don't text me no more about no bullshit about you on the line. and you want to get special privilege. Not trying to do it. We all believe the same on this line. We all trying to make it. Definitely appreciate everybody calling up, but it is what it is. There's too much confusion. Unless you're a guest, I'm not going to do it. Like, I love y'all, but it is what it is. I know people got jobs, and, you know, I had somebody text me and say, you know, I got shit to do. Can't be on the line. I'm like, yo, so does everybody else on this motherfucker. You get me? Can't do it. So, like, just try to be courteous to everybody. You know, you want to speed it up with your, you know, your questions and answers back. You know, definitely speed it up and be courteous to everybody on the line. Move a little faster. The more calls we get, the more I might feel like, you're getting rushed. But I definitely don't mean to, but I got to keep it moving. You know what I mean? Just out of respect for everybody else that's on the line. So, like I said before, I know y'all feel like, you know, y'all being rushed and y'all complain about not having the time that y'all want and hate the fact that y'all got to be, you know, waiting and all that stuff. But like I said before, y'all call, what's her name, the other chick that has a radio show, Jonesy. See if y'all get through over there. See if she'll play your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have no disrespect to nobody, but at the same point in time, like, y'all got to understand that this is a Blog Talk show. And it's just like any other show. Like, I can only do but so much. I get in everybody. You'll ask anybody that I've never left anybody hanging to that point. So if you hung up, it's because you just was impatient. And if you can't wait like 1 hour or 5 minutes or whatever the case is, then I don't even know if you're going to be able to make it in this rap business, because this shit is a waiting process. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't actually get signed my first deal until like 7 years. So, like, some of y'all still waiting. So y'all really got to definitely hang in there. Like, if y'all can't wait an hour or so, I don't know. Like, it might not be cut out for you, real for real. I love y'all to death, but it is what it is. Like, you gotta have patience with this shit. Anyway, I got Miss Expo coming up in a couple minutes. She's gonna be releasing her info and her gossip and whatnot. So, without further ado, I'm gonna get into a couple of songs that I kind of left people on the line and they didn't get a chance to really shine last Monday. So, I cut C Grand off a little bit early. I'm gonna get into him. And Air It Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'll be back with you in a few.
I'm right back in the new lack. Triple black press. Yeah. I mean, the jewels black. I mean, my two black. Yeah. And the rims match. Yeah. It's school time nerds, so go with 10 that. AK-47, apprehend that. Send who you wanna and get them sent back. Bitch, turn to sender, it's first priority. Now who wanna join? Meet the sorority. Grand 5 grand, get in line, niggas. It's school day, bitches. Spike Lee at the floor seats, but no Nick game, it's just my door's peep. With all that wood grain shit and I'm termites. I'm the best thing smoking up a turnpike. I hear him coughing up a lung now. My name ring bell, you hear that bong sound? Mister, I can get it done. I got quarter pounds, half a pound, soul pound, sling around. No trap, nigga, what familiar when I hang around. Major with these niggas, nigga, you can go ask bumping them. Rollie Mansions, money slick, what they fucking him. AP's and Louis V's, how I be crushing them. I get the way lost and ain't no dietary supplement. Now I come in with the menace, can't stop a business. That boy got a faucet, he off it like a witness. And we down a day go, when we get more spillers. They got a Crown Vic like a floor dealer. They want a nigga off-road like a four-wheeler. Bitch, I'ma go get a shout-out to the broke niggas. Better luck next time, double off the next line. Better luck next time, I double off the next line.
I got full of money, that be me again. Phone, steady ringing, that be me again. Hey, this, steady staring, that be me again.
nigga with a brand new gun charge. Shit, I see the green like the front yard. Green thumb grow the trees like the backyard.
Lucavino on deck, bitch, act hard.
See, grand, I'm a motherfucking monster. I play the toys like I'm rolling in a tanker. I get crazy, that mean I go bonkers. I know cancer, I'm rolling up the Yonkers. I know Drizzle Range, willing up in Boston. That money tell you something, what you talking? They fuck around and be free, I'm taking any lower straight to I 85 Carolina, Balboa. 4 days, 3 nights on the Greyhound. I hit that boy tragic when I'm in the A-town. I cross the border, I know me some Mexicans. They about to make the driver searching for the residence.
I'm chillin', I got my feet up. Think I reach up. I'm similar.
Fire, make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that is on the line. Again, for those that do not want to wait, definitely appreciate y'all calling up. Love y'all to death. But you can also hit me up and maybe we could do like a 2-for-5 deal or whatever, and you don't even have to come on. But, you know, it is a little charge for that. Like, you know, if y'all don't want to stay on the line, that's cool. But, you know, it's free to come on, so it doesn't really make any sense. But anyway, I'm going to hit up the lines, hit a couple calls up, and then I'm going to go to Miss X Booze and see what's going on with her. When I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, please respond, speak loud and clear and all that good stuff. And hold up, before I get into that, the topic real quick, 2011, what should we expect from y'all? So I'm dying to hear what y'all got in store for me. So 7435 Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just Nitty, what's good?
Nitty, you made it to number one again, huh?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
I see you going in on them, you know.
Yeah, got to. Just a little, you know what I mean? So no. Believe it or not, I still get people hitting me up right now. So that didn't even make no sense. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody not built for this shit like you said. I mean.
Yeah, they not.
It's going to take a lot out of you, so you got to have a lot to give. And I mean, you got to be heavily grounded, I mean, and all that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is a lot of work, but, you know, at the same point in time, it's like it's all about who want it bad enough and who willing to wait. You know what I mean? Like, niggas are waiting in line for a PlayStation 3 and shit, but you can't wait in line and get your music played. Like, it's fucking crazy to me. I don't get it. But, you know, whatever. So, what's going on with you? I know we got some new music in and whatnot.
2011, for me, shout out to my nigga Dr. Joker. We doing so much shit right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we got the reality show about to drop. Me and him got an album called The Nitty and Dot Show. I got The Interruption coming out. Then I got the mixtape called Pray for the Game. I mean, tours and all that. We doing Howard. Just killing the game right now.
Okay. So you got a lot going on. This is all in 2011, right?
Yeah, and I just started.
Okay. So what is the reality show? Is that just basically like how y'all starting out being an artist, or like y'all outcome of like?
Yeah. I used to manage artists. I mean, so
really.
Well, I just
that.
Started really pursuing the music side because the song that I'm about to have you play is really dedicated to my homie. I mean, he lost his mom like 5 years back. I mean, the songs go out to him. That's why I started rapping to shed light to the case. It was a hit and run. I mean, and the killer can come forward. So that's really where the rap start from. I mean, just me being a hustler and taking what I can do and transport it to good. I mean, because you're only as good as your works. I mean, so at the end of the day, if I ain't doing shit, I mean, I ain't worth shit.
Right. Yeah, I'll feel you on that. So let everybody know where they can reach you at and all that good stuff.
You can reach me on Twitter. I mean, beat makers, I definitely need y'all. Me and Dot doing we got the mixtapes.
Go for the website for that. What's wrong with you? I keep telling you.
They
go
can
ahead.
Definitely reach me at devotedentertainmentar@gmail.com. Facebook at Devoted Nitty. YouTube, Devoted Nitty. Twitter, the same thing.
Okay. All right, and you still ain't get your is my URL. I'm gonna get on you about that a little later.
I got you.
All
right,
so
I'm out on the website, no doubt. We definitely what's up? I mean, we still got to talk because we still got to do that feature. I mean,
I'm gonna bug you
about that.
Nah, you ain't bugging me. It's just, you know, the schedule and stuff. But it's cool though. We definitely won't talk about it. But what song are we getting into tonight?
It's called Living Life Fast. BIC.
That is Nitty.
Pace, you're a fool for this one.
Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. My life so fast, start the grind when I was 9. Had to make the cake, had to get the shine. The stress on my mind made it difficult at times. Put down the work, then I picked up the rhymes. Magic ever since, now my dollars make sense. Thank the Lord for the game, every day I repent. Lambo truck, a brand new Bent. Fresh to death from soda brim. Brand new Glock, the butter Tim. Damn that nigga, I am him. Damn that crew, we are them. In life, it's sink or swim. Got a child to provide for, a child that I ride for. So don't say for 1 second that he won't die for. My angel, I thank God for. I was flipping pots for way before I knew her. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
They say I shouldn't hold the gun, but my man lost his mom to a hit and run. I can't replace one, but we can share one. So when I look at you, I see my mom's son. My nigga, the one I would ride for, the one I would die for, the one that I cried for. To the youth, yeah, we gotta strive more, try to survive more. So we can be what they said you wouldn't do, what they said you couldn't. Be a doctor, not a hustler. Be real, not a buster. You can marry her, you ain't got a luster, I speak as a father even though I never had one. Speak as a good son even though I never was one. Nitty baby, now look at the outcome. Nitty baby, now look at the outcome. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
Addicted to the fast life, cruising through the fast lane. Shorty said he love me, but they don't know my last name. I don't understand how they tell me that they loving it. Cause on some real talk, shorty, you don't know my government. Was drunk last night, fuck around, then I crashed the whip. Had to go to the dealership and grab another whip. Grab the black markers, put on the window, call it hella tension. These niggas is nosy, they wanna know who the hell I'm with. They wanna know if I'm with Turk or I'm with L. And all they need to know is I got bars like a gel shell. And I'm lifting weight, that mean this shit is getting swell. And I'm spitting crack, that mean you can throw it on a scale. Fuck it, that's in my whole fucking last year. I lost two of my niggas up in the last year. Not to mention I lost my little cousin this year. No matter how much they swing, it ain't no glass here. I won't break, no I won't shatter. No back and forth, nigga, it's no chatter. If you wanted a problem, nigga, it don't matter. I'm shitting on these niggas, motherfucker, part in my bladder.
Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
Air It Out Radio is that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Please try to enter that contest for our theme song for the exclusive. So hit up the website in the extras. So, you know, for all the rules and whatnot. I'm going to go to the line, get another call up. 5092, Air It Out Radio is good.
Yo, yo, yo.
Who are we talking to?
This is Molly. TMRB.
Game. Missed you a couple times there. Got you on now. What's going on? What's new with you?
All right, man, just working. Working on the mixtape, me, Merck, and Sam. SWAT team, CD.
Okay.
And we just going, everybody's going to drop their solos right after.
Was that meant to?
Right now.
Y'all was meant to go? Y'all meaning to go solo, or was there a problem and y'all decided?
I ain't no problem. Everybody just wanted We're going to do another CD together, and then everybody said we was going to do our own CD.
And what's this one called?
The Swagger Check 2.
Swagger Check? Swagger Check 2. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You got to let everybody know the studio info, too, so everybody can...
Oh, yeah, man. You can hit us up, man. I'm all my number, 267-582-5092. Or you can call Tay at 215-626-2637. Studio time is $20 an hour, man. Good quality. Sound good. Stereo ready. You know, come through.
And what you use for those that might not know?
Logic 9.
Okay. That's what's up. So, 2011, what should we expect from you?
2011. What should you expect from me? To be a millionaire. That's what you should expect.
Being a millionaire?
Yeah.
I know that's right. Shit. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, what's the website info that they can reach you with?
Catch me on Facebook, KML Beats, Twitter, KML Beats 215, www.kmlbeats.com. That's it.
Okay. You got any other things you want to spell out? Because I know you ain't been on a while, so anything else juicy?
I don't want to spell out nothing right now. That's about it.
Okay. What are we getting into?
You got one thing?
Yep. Got it.
Play that.
Molly.
It's your boy Molly. One thing.
Oh, get him.
Yeah. It's Molly. Uh-huh. You looking out, Liz.
Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air. Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air. Okay, ready, set, go. I'm feeling like Big with that heavy set flow. Hit the switches, make my Chevy sit low. And I got a little now, but I'm trying to get low. Back to business, let's keep it moving. What you doing? It's money I'm pursuing. Running for the money, I'm right past y'all. Get that fast money, I call it NASCAR. Who worry about a damn hater? Talk money over here, get a translator. Staying all black like a damn Raider. Work with more green than a landscaper. Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air. Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air. Swagger gang, bitch, it's our time. Bad T will have me shooting from the foul line. You bad business, like a mean waiter. You not talking money, then I see you later. Bread sport, put me in. T-Pain, all I do is win. She like my style, come and blow me. I'm a breadwinner, where's my trophy? It's showtime, live 8. I'm in my bag, 5-8. Tell your girl, pick the time and say she off Facebook, cause I took her back to my space. Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air. Get it poppin', you know I get it poppin'. So every time I step up in the spot, I'ma do. Hell yeah, you know I don't care. So once I throw that money in the air.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is Fat Chick Fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Ebernas, who else is on there? Cashmere, EQ, I see you. I'm getting to you. We're about to get into Miss X Booze while she drops her her little gossip on it. So definitely pay attention to her. Make sure y'all check out the website. For those that are listening and that are on the website, please go to, if you want to talk to me, 347-677-1163. I am looking for one quick thing. So, again, like I was telling y'all before, please try to enter that contest. I do need an exclusive theme song. So definitely, if y'all can, it would be very nice if y'all enter, send it to my email address. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. And make sure y'all don't forget that it's in the beginning. So, I am looking for my eBurners thing. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get Miss Expos on here before. I don't want to sit there and wait too long with that. So, I'm going to get into her and see what's going on with her. The dirt with the skirt. The chick with the skirt. She is going to kill me. Love you, baby.
Happy holidays, Air It Out Radio. I'm Miss Expose, the skirt with the dirt. So the news is a little light this week, but it's still juicy. On a sad note, the legendary Tina Marie passed away over the weekend. The Grammy-nominated singer, once known as Rick James' protege, died in her sleep the day after Christmas at the age of 54. That's sad news because I'm a big fan, even though it's like my parents' generation, but I'm a big fan. Moving along, rapper R&B star Lauryn Hill is heading out on a winter tour starting this week. She's playing a series of mid-sized venues, possibly for the last time in her career. And for those of you who love the game, I'm talking about the show now. You're going to be very excited. BET will be airing all brand new episodes of the game starting January 11th, 2011. So next year, all new shows showing up on BET, and I'm really excited because I'm a big fan too. Congrats to Chris Brown. Chris Brown completed his domestic violence course. Brown tweeted a picture of his diploma along with a message to his fans saying, "I have enough self-respect and decency to be proud of accomplishing this DV class. Boys run from their mistakes, men learn from them." Shout out to Chris Breezy for that. Do you guys remember Diddy's bad boy artist, G Dep? Well, the former Diddy protege has confessed a homicide that occurred almost 17 years ago. Now, if you free that long, I wouldn't even have said anything. That's crazy. A New York grand jury officially indicted him for murder Tuesday after he confessed to shooting a man 3 times in the chest when he was 18 and he fled the scene. Depp remains behind bars pending his sentencing. Aw, man. Crazy. And lastly, I'm sure y'all heard about this. Popular morning show jock DJ Cypher Sound has been suspended from New York radio station Hot 97 indefinitely over an on-air comment made about Haitians. If you didn't hear, last week Cypher said on air, "The reason I'm HIV negative is because I don't mess with Haitian girls." Can you believe that? That's horrible. Anyways, he's off the air indefinitely. Not sure if he's coming back, but I think it was good that he got off because I'm sure he was getting death threats. To get more juicy scoop, visit my blog, www.missexpose.com. That's www.missexpose.com. If I don't talk to y'all, have a happy new year. No chance. Back to you, Fire.
What's up, baby? Thank you for the info, and I apologize for, you know, the name and all that stuff. Anyway, Air It Out Radio, make sure you check out the website. I'll see y'all on the line. I'm getting to y'all. Please do not hang up. I will get to you. I'm going to hit some more calls up before our guests come on. We do have Rome, your favorite rapper, and Nova Soprano from Jersey. They both are my MySpace buddies from, God, like 6 years now, so definitely a pleasure to have them on. I'm gonna hit the website up, and y'all need to check out the info and stuff like that if y'all want to see more of them. Rome, he's doing crazy stuff with the promo. He was doing some stuff with G Dep too, so he probably is going to explain a little bit more of the situation with that. But I don't want to get all into that. I want to really focus on him and, you know, see what's going on with him, because even though Rome has been on so many times, you know what I mean, like for those that have listened way back, You know, this is his first interview, so it was long overdue. But anyway, 9112, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's up? This your boy, Dr. Joker. How you doing, Fire?
What's going on, babe?
Nothing. Chilling. Just listening.
Just
laughing.
Listening. Yeah.
You know, you was going in earlier. Like, about time.
I was being gentle, believe it or not.
I know, but it's needed. It's needed.
It really
is. But then again, you wasted your breath because you said they still texting you.
Yeah, I swear to God, like, not even after, like, 5 minutes after somebody just
texted. That's going to make them text you more. Some people probably think they can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you could text her and tell her about that? I'm texting her now.
Yeah. Maybe they trying to get, you saying that you think they're getting the, they trying to get the exposure on.
Uh-huh.
I would never reveal any names. I just want to let that be known. But I just, I feel like it's not fair, you know what I mean, to everybody else that's on the line. And it's no disrespect to anybody that I talked to earlier and they're on the line now. It's just, you're not the only one, believe me. I go through this every week. And for those, I'm sorry to take up your time, but I'm going to give you some time. Don't worry about it because it's on my mind. For those that are on the line, and I do download at 5 o'clock Monday. That's like my cutoff. I'm not going to extend that no more because I do have a lot of stuff to do today on the show before the show starts. So y'all got all week long to do whatever, and I think that's long enough to submit y'all stuff. So I won't extend it no more, and that's it. I can't do it no more. So anyway, that is all about you, baby. It's your floor. I'm sorry.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes you got to let them know. You got to let them know.
Yeah, you know, I forget shit. So, you know, I got to, like, you know, squeeze it in when I can. But go ahead, baby.
Sometimes you
got to
hear
you.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? I know he said y'all got the reality show coming up, and what else?
Yeah, we got the, as y'all know, shout out to Nitty. That's my little bro. I'm saying we got
Nitty.
The reality show. I think we're going to drop. Probably the very, it's not the very first episode, but it's just the introduction so y'all can see what we're going through. I think we're going to drop that as soon as the ball drop, you know.
It's kind of like a blog, like a radio, like a blog kind of, right? Is that what it is?
It's like more of a documentary.
Documentary, okay.
It's like, y'all can see, like, it's not all about the music. It's like everyday life, family. There's going to be, like, some drama and all that. Well, hopefully no drama, but.
Ooh, y'all going to be getting ghetto on there and everything?
Huh?
Y'all gonna be getting ghetto on there, the family.
Man,
stuff?
It's going. It ain't nothing.
Going
we
going down.
Raw and uncut. Raw and uncut. We want y'all. We want the people to know us. You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
As if you get to know us, then you'll be more attached to our music.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. I like reality documents and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, by the time we done with this VH1, might y'all give us something? Because I know me, I'm
right.
Never mind. I ain't gonna get into all that.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm setting my goals good, high this year. I'm planning on having 7 mixtapes before my birthday. People don't know my birthday yet. That's in July. That's in July. You know.
Wow.
I'm trying to have 7 mixtapes done. That's about 4 or 5 just like my stuff, and then, you know, me and Nitty doing, me and everybody else doing, I'm planning on trying to have 7 before my birthday come out. That's my goal. Probably more of my clothing line probably going to drop. I got more.
That means you're going to have to do like 7 every month. I mean, 1 every month, sort of.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
All right,
that's
cool.
Not a problem. The writing part is not a problem. It's the, once you, I think when you're doing the mixtape or any type of thing, once you got your lane and you know where you want to take that mixtape at, the music is the easy part. It's
right.
All about the advertising and all that other stuff. So.
Okay.
I already got like my little lane where I'm going. So, you know, other than that, it's probably going to be a lot of shows, more interviews, and more clothing dropping. I'm about to drop my female line, and I'm about to drop some extra stuff. What's that?
Hint, hint, hint. I
need
some
I got you. I was going to DM you. And you know, I got you. You ain't got to worry about that.
All right, you know. For all y'all on the line, damn it. I better hook a bitch up.
Well, you know, it's only right. You know, you're doing me a favor, you're giving me this platform, you know.
Exactly.
I definitely got you.
What's the clothing line called?
Well, the clothing line is called Check Rock Apparel. But we working on the name of that, whatever. Like, that's just something that I was just running through just so fast, just for me to help my name get out there. But it started popping so much, I'm like, damn, this could be another form of me getting some bread.
Why women, though? Why you ain't do a guideline?
Oh, I got guidelines. I got
guidelines.
That's already out. That's already out
there.
People already got that. I'm trying to go into the women because y'all the ones that really buy clothes for us.
We
can buy what y'all think look nice on us. That's to be true. If every girl right now say, oh, my goodness, I like a guy in a muscle shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 90% of niggas that don't even got muscles going to start wearing a shirt.
Not
that's
if you got a bird shirt.
Like
a bird chest. Not if you got a bird chest. No.
It don't even matter. Niggas with G-cups going to still get the muscle shirts.
Right. I don't know, that's right. Well, they usually say the girls got the money. Well, in Philly they do. I don't know if that's elsewhere.
You know what? You know, hey, whatever. To each their own. I think everybody got a little bit of bread somewhere. Y'all think you really can put
right
who up higher? Because you know, females, y'all going hard on the. Well, yeah, matter of fact, y'all should have more money because y'all the only people I know that go to the club empty-handed and leave fucked up more than anybody else. So, yeah, y'all save y'all
ain't
bread.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm. Y'all get
okay.
to save y'all bread.
Yeah, right. So what's the website and all that?
Website, well, I just started a website. Y'all could look that up at www.checkrock.wordpress.com. I'm didn't worried about dropping the WordPress yet until I start getting it up and running. And you can see like videos, some of the clothing, the people that I'm sponsoring. I'm sponsoring my brother, shout out the Real Roller down Atlanta. I'm sponsoring him. I'll be sending him clothes everywhere. So every time he got a show, he'd be in it. So I'm just trying to market myself the right way.
Right. Okay.
I'm on Twitter, Facebook. It's funny.
And you still ain't in It's My URL. Everybody that come on here that's not under It's My URL,
I know, yo,
you're going to get it.
Last time,
y'all going to get
it. Last time, I'm sorry, but I
mm-hmm.
forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You had. I
it just makes
there,
your
I,
life
I,
so much easier. You know what I mean?
I know. I was trying to do it, but I was in there typing HTTP. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what she said. I said, you know what, next time I talk to her.
It's on the website, y'all, on the homepage. If y'all go and click onto it, it directs you right to the main site. So I make everything a little easy for y'all. So y'all just got to go and click.
Look at you. You are so nice.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Look, thinking about
nah,
us.
I am, and y'all don't give a damn about me. No, I'm just joking.
That is not true.
I'm just fucking with you.
That
so,
is not true.
You said 2011 is going to be what? More of the...
More mixtape, more shows, more visuals. I'm just going to try to get, like, we're just trying to get the visuals of everybody getting to know us because it's kind of hard to get people to know your music without knowing you. I just think that's a better aspect of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You get to see me act like a fool.
I'm dying.
And I think you'll probably realize why I do the type of music I do.
Okay. So what are we playing tonight?
Actually, I want you to... go inside of Nitty, his folder, and play Fry Motherfucker, that drum.
He said Fry Motherfucker?
Yeah, he said he sent it to you.
Yeah, he did. He sent something. Okay, Fly Motherfucker, okay.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, Nitty. Da.
You know, check rock, check out.
Peace on you on that fucking beat.
Nitty.
Fly motherfucker. We popping bottles, we hitting models of life, full throttle.
Man.
We getting cash, we popping tags, we got these haters mad. Rainy days when we pass, I'm talking paper tags. I'm in the bank, black window tint. My paper spent, I get it back. I spend a stack, I flip a bag. The streets know where I'm at the top. I'm on so hot, Ferrari drop. Don't shiny rock, we on your block. Brand new Glock, huh? Cause I'm high, motherfucker. I'm fresh as death. That can't be fresh. Cause I'm in the sky, motherfucker.
fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker. Yeah. Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker.
Okay.
Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what that is.
Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker. Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker. Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker.
I'm a fly, motherfucker. Why would I lie, motherfucker? You can look into my eyes, tell that I'm a high, motherfucker. That's where I reside, motherfucker. Fuck sucking your chick, you better tuck your mind, motherfucker. If you don't know what that mean, I fuck your mind, motherfucker. You don't like that, won't you meet me outside, motherfucker? But he won't, he an in-house Uncle Time, motherfucker. If you do, one question, you wanna die, motherfucker? You wanna lay in that box made of pine, motherfucker? Looking up, seeing tears from your mind, motherfucker. You ain't know, I'm about to blow like a bomb, motherfucker. If I lift the doors up on the whip and pull up, you will swear that I'm about to
fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker. 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 Fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker.
Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Dr. Joker, Nitty, Cashmere. See y'all online. EQ, E Brandis, Kim King. You know, the Rags. Definitely some newbies on the line. I don't see none of these numbers that I do new, but I'm gonna zoom down the line as fast as I can. Hit everybody up. 1931 Air It Out Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Nikki. I'm from Northeast Philly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on with you, Nikki?
Nothing. This is my first time calling in. I listen to your radio station for about a month now, and I'm loving it. I'm actually really feeling your boy Nitty, and I was wondering if I could request one of his songs.
You know Nitty. Stop playing.
I heard a couple of his songs on YouTube and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing is we kind of really don't do the requests. I'm trying to figure out some kind of way where I could work that in, but the lines be so crazy. I don't want to kind of do that because it's just, if I got like 10 people calling for Nitty, I would never really get a chance to play anybody else. You know what I mean? So
Right.
So it ain't no disrespect to nobody. That's why I kind of don't want to do the requesting because it does take a lot out because I know people got a big fan base. But anyway, he's definitely listening, so you want to give a quick shout-out to him real quick one more time?
Right, I just want to give a shout-out to you, boy, Nitty. You know, I'm really doing your music. You're really doing your thing. So, that's about it.
Okay, what's your goal for 2011? What should we expect from you, even though I know you don't have an artist?
2011? Well, actually, I'm expecting a new baby, so.
Okay.
And I got another one, so, you know.
Sheesh. She said, I got another one.
I'm expecting to be a full-time mom.
Good luck to you on that, child. But that's congrats, though. How many months are you?
8 months. I'm almost 8 months.
Okay. That's
so it's actually... It's actually Nitty's baby, so.
Uh-oh. Why you put that man out there like that? How do you know he want everybody doing?
He told me to say it.
Oh, okay. All right. Shout out to Nick. Congrats. Yeah, he ain't say that, though. He just went all about everything else. Didn't say nothing about no baby.
His second little girl. He got two little girls.
Oh, y'all shooting for a boy, huh?
We was. We was hoping for a boy, but, you know.
It's okay. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in, hon. Nikki, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Nick. All right.
All right, bye.
Air It Out Radio 1910, what's going on? 1910, hold on, let me go back to you. 1910, Air It Out Radio. Okay, I know who that was. Anyway, 2592, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Hey, this Lulu.
It's who?
Lulu.
Lulu?
Yeah, LuToya.
New player?
Yeah, LuToya, L-U, Toya.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. So what's going on with you? You an artist?
No, no, not at all. I'm actually a friend of Dr. Joker's. You know, I just came to shout him out or whatever.
Okay.
I'm actually new to the radio station. I never really came on. I came on, I think it was like last week or the week before when he was on for an interview. I think it was.
Yeah. I remember you. I do remember you. Okay, so what's going on with you? Like, what's your plans for 2011? Since I know you're not an artist, so.
Well, actually, I'm just working. That's about it. That's all I can do. I just got a new job, basically, as an administrative assistant. So that's basically what I'm doing with my life. Starting with something fresh. That's all I can do.
Okay, well, hey, at least you got some kind of plan in motion. So.
Yeah.
You sound young, though, so you definitely got, you know.
I know. I do sound young, but I'm 24.
That's still young. You know.
I know, but.
Got a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of time ahead of me.
Yeah, you do.
I heard you wasn't requesting no music. You know, I was going to try to request fixed for it, but I guess I can't do that.
Yeah, believe me, I'm trying to figure out some kind of way. If y'all have any suggestions, definitely hit me up. But it's hard because you got so many calls, and then, like I said, if they got a big fan base, you know what I mean? Like, I would never be able to play anybody else. So that's kind of why I don't really do the requests because, you know, it would be crazy. So people would really be mad at me. So thank you for calling in, hon. Definitely appreciate it.
No problem. How you doing?
Shout out to Dot and Nitty, man. I mean, y'all just definitely doing y'all thing. If I did have requests, it would be crazy because y'all would smoke up the lines. Anyway, 3237, Air Dot Radio.
What's good with you, Fire?
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
You know it's Fanatic getting at it.
Fanatic getting at it. Wow.
Toting 40s like Bear. What's up, though?
What's going on? You finally got through this time, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't too far in line, that's all.
Yeah, so actually you was up earlier and then I think you dropped or whatever. I don't know what happened. But anyway, you know I played your song earlier. Was you on?
Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, what happened to the other song? You ain't send it in?
No, I ain't had a CD. I couldn't get in touch with my boys.
They ain't messing up. But you know what? I'm in a good mood today. So you know what? I'll play it again for them that, you know, are listening. But what's going on with y'all? Let everybody know because I know you're new to the show. Too bad I can't hit you with the bang bang. That's like for the virgins and stuff. But let everybody know a little bit about y'all and what y'all doing.
Well, you know, the name Culture Boys, the entertainment street culture. I mean, right now we fucking with, you know, I know everybody know Tommy Hill from Ram Squad. I mean, we about to, you know, Green Dollar, 34th Floor, holla at you niggas. Shout out to them. We about to be fucking with them for 2011. So, you know, look out for that. That's our year for real. About to go on tour and all that with them. Go down Atlanta, got a new studio down there. That's going to be our home studio. So 2011, that's our year. We got Culture Show 2 coming out. In like a week or two, look out for that. If it ain't in no store, you definitely could catch us in the streets, in the hood near you. You know, that's really about it. We focusing on this label so we can put our name on them dotted lines real quick. That's about to happen in 2011.
Now, you know, I got to ask you since you mentioned that Tommy stuff, like, are you feeling any heat from, like, you know, doing any kind of work with him?
Not at all.
No? Okay. All
right,
well.
Not at all. I mean, if you go on Facebook on my page, you can see there's a whole bunch of Tommy stuff. There's a whole bunch of people riding with us, shouting out Green Dollar and all that. We got a whole lot of people behind us, like, you know, K-9. I know you heard of Cloud9 and all of them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's, well, you will.
You will, right? Okay. So, well, that's good. You're not feeling no kind of, you know, no heat from that or whatever, because I know he upset a lot of people. So, but definitely, you be down at the back cave and all that stuff. Do you got anything else? Like, what should they expect from you in 2011 as far as that's concerned?
Well, I ain't really focused on too much. I'm really trying to get this, really trying, you know, because my, you know, shout out to Rue, that's the CEO of the label. We're supposed to be signing with them, you know. Don't worry about how much money we supposed to be getting, but just know we getting enough. we getting enough to hit you niggas in y'all head with a whole bunch of music.
And how many how many members is in the group first?
It's, I believe it's like 8 of us. Shout out to Ruger, Rain Ruger. Shout out to Del Block. Shout out to Braziano. Shout out to Patino Buck. Shout out to Bugs Money. It's a lot of us, man. Can't even stop, for real. J40, J.O., shout out to all of them.
Okay. Definitely. All right, so your website, what's that all about? What's that?
Well, I didn't really get the chance to get to my URL, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know you was going to get it. You heard.
Yeah, I know.
What's the website where they can reach you, though?
You Facebook / Culture Boys. You spell it CULTUREBOYZ, one word. YouTube / Culture Boys, spell it the same way. Twitter / Street Culture 21.
Okay.
You know, that's about it.
And it, you said that's with a Z or an F?
A Z.
Okay. All right. So, well, we're going to get into your song. You go ahead and introduce that for me.
Yeah, I need y'all to tune in to this track. It's called About My Money. About My Money, you dig me? Just focus.
There it is. Air It Out Radio.
I'll be talking about my money.
Hey. 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 Them Culture Boys in the building, nigga. Shit. Oh, y'all niggas ain't dogs on 34 floor.
I'm about my money, man. I came to get paid.
Hey,
fuck you, pay me is my favorite phrase.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it'll be a problem for that bread. Come up short, I had that same couple dollars on your head.
Money
playing with my commas get you laid.
Uh-huh.
You copy that? I'm too authentic for real. You just a copycat. I drop a stack, roll the dice, got it back.
Got it back.
Now me and your money just got attached.
Uh-huh.
Who you niggas think you fucking fooling? I'm a problem. Wrap that money around my dick. Use it as a condom.
Shit.
I can get it in the streets. Music just an option. Use it in the Use it for a profit, that's my bitch, homie. Can't leave the crib without my mitt on me. I'm so impatient when my dough is waiting. My mind racing and you playing with my dough. Bring the whole click, baby boy, I lay him in a row.
Ain't no feet up, chillin', I got my feet up. And got weak, cause I'm similar to a brick truck. And I be
for the takeover. Bang this thing.
everything I spit hot. Flamethrower, put it on my daughter, nigga, ain't shit funny. I'm all about my money, man, all about my money.
So we up, chillin', I got my feet up. They got reach up, I'm similar like you a brick truck. And I be
Radio, what's good? It's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line being patient. Thank y'all so much. I'm being so sweet. Anyway, EQ, I see you. I'm coming back to you. I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. I got Rome coming up, your favorite rapper, Fully, Stand Up, Nova Soprano coming on as well. Make sure y'all check out the website. Like I said before, I'm looking for that theme song for my exclusive, and I have a new logo, too, coming up, too. If y'all looking for studios, beats, all that good stuff is on the site. Y'all definitely need to surf it. Facebook, Twitter, me, Air It Out Radio. And, you know, I'm crazy on Facebook, so I got, like, four pages. But definitely hit me up on the Air It Out Radio. I'll definitely hit you back. So, let me see. I'm going to go to 8052 Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What it do?
What it do?
Nightcrawler.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I ain't going to hold it up like that today. I'm going to go ahead and tone it down just a minute.
Nightcrawler. What happened? You usually early on.
Hey, man. I don't know what happened, but I had a little mishap with the buttons. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like I'm faded right now.
Right. You have your your interview coming up on the 3rd. I know people are going to want to be tuned in for that, so definitely don't want to give them too much tonight. It's the last show of the year, so definitely.
Like I said, I'm going to hold it down tonight. I ain't going to get all up in all the details.
Yeah.
If y'all expecting your boy to get live tonight, we going to tone it down, slow it down just a bit.
Yeah, we got to save some juice for the show, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
2011, what's going on with you?
I plan to be in everybody's house. You heard me. I just dropped a new single called War, the one I told y'all was going to do. Your boy got back to the crib, so, you know, first thing I do, you know, get my little jizzy on, hit the studio, you know, chill with the fam. So, you know what I'm saying, Christmas time, celebrating my C-Day yesterday. So, you know, your boy just aged up a bit. Yeah, that's how that game go. But 2011, I plan to smash. You heard me?
Okay. I'm excited. So, you know, you like one of the most controversial people on the show.
I am controversy. That's
what
I say.
Yes, definitely. So, there's no other drama kicked off over the last week, right? Everything's good.
I don't know. See,
okay.
I mean, I heard he caught the show last night. I mean, that night, yeah.
Did
I heard he was listening. Yeah, he probably listening tonight while you playing.
Huh.
But don't worry, I still got you, dude.
He must have hung up because because there was like a couple, callers afterwards that I called up personally and I hit him up and said, "Yo, I got you next week," and he wasn't one of them. So I don't know.
Well, he might not have been, in queue, but, I know he was listening because he actually informed some people, and his word got back to me. It always do, but
wow.
He caught the show. He gave me a little props. Thank you for your props, but it's still not going to change nothing.
Wow. God, you're so tough. This man ain't nothing to make it right, huh?
Nah, ain't nothing, man. He kissed my ass from here to hell, freeze over. It's still on.
Wow. So let everybody know where they could reach you and all that good stuff. I know you got some good music in and some new stuff that you want
to. Yeah, I promise everybody I get that up in there, and I keep my word, you heard me. But if you want to get at me, of course, like I said, you can hit me on Twitter. I'm always checking that on a daily basis, which is Nightcrawler76, which is NITEKW. R-A-L-A-H 76. You can also hit me up with your comments, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, on my Gmail, which is N-I-T-E-K-W.
Oh, my God. Can you please close that door, whatever that is? It's killing me.
Actually, I can't do that at this present time. Yeah, it's not my whip. I'm rolling, and, you know, when you start messing with stuff, you know, we always rig stuff up, and it doesn't always happen the way it's supposed to.
You know, I got ADHD, so I'm like, every little thing distracts me. I'm like,
it's all,
but anyway, go ahead.
You just know
I'm
rolling right now, so that's all you know. But, yeah, hit me on my Gmail, nightcrawl@gmail. Everything spelled the same. And like I said, I welcome all comments. I mean, good, bad, in between, I really don't care. It just lets me know if you don't like it, damn it, I got to step my game up. And if you do like it, then keep believing and keep smashing. And that's what they do.
All right. Shout out to Angie. I know she's listening. You know what I mean? She's doing her thing. Definitely a pleasure talking to her all the time. So, but what are we getting into tonight?
Well, I was going to do my version about my money, but I'm going to go on here and hold that back since old boy just blazed about my money. And it was fire, Chief. It was fire. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you know, we going to have to lace up. Tell you, you need to hit me up on my Gmail, dude, for real.
Which
we going to lace
that?
Up. And the one dude just dropped about my money. The cat you just had on, you played him in the beginning, and then, you know what I'm saying, he just called in
a
few seconds
ago. That's a Culture Boys. That's a Culture Boys group. Okay.
Yeah, we need to get together and collab on About My Money skit, you dig?
Because
obviously these cats ain't feeling the fact, you know what I'm saying? Some of them anyway ain't feeling it. It's supposed to be about money, but niggas get the game twisted up.
Right.
But we going to go on here and drop Mint that shit, you know what I'm saying? This is a... exclusive little joint, you know, that your boy dropped together. For those who don't comprehend, just listen to the song, you will.
Uh-oh. Nightcrawler.
If I say it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing, and trust I mean that shit. If I said it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing, and trust I mean that shit. Too many people getting caught for the shit they've been doing, and now they all apologetic. Who the fuck is they fooling? Claiming they had a moment, they got caught in the hype. But let the truth be told, it was more than one night. I ain't trying to give the game, cause every dog got his bone. So if you did it, then you meant it. Just accept and move on. Don't come half-stepping, showing your pity eyes. You ain't fooling nobody, reading them scripted lies. And the media ain't no better, cause they giving you press. Real niggas don't give a damn about your household mess. Money is like a hoe, it come and it go. You lose a little chance, get on your grind and get more. The game is like a pimp, so they play you like a bitch. They ain't mad cause of what you did, they mad cause you fucking slip. Stand up and be a man or turn in your dick. Cause if I said it or did it, nigga, I meant that shit. If I said it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing and trust I mean that shit. If I said it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing and trust I mean that shit. I don't care who's fucking who or who Tiger Woods fucks. Bill Clinton, they ran the country while getting his dick sucked. Scandals, they make the press and get hooked like fishing poles. Press creates ratings and cash plays major roles. Models try out for Tyra and most the castaways. Everyone can run the country or walk the runway. Michael Vick, he threw a pitkin and broke 400 yards, but you threw his ass to the wolf when you heard he was fighting dogs. At first, he was your man, the best of God's creation, but when he didn't fit the bill, he suffered humiliation. Make him apologize, but the truth, it wasn't bold. He wasn't sorry for what he did. He was sorry, and at that car. The game is like a pencil, they play you like a beast. They ain't mad because of what you did. They mad because you split. Stand up and be a man or turn in your dick. Cause if I said it or did it, nigga, I meant that shit. If I said it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing, and trust I mean that shit. If I said it or did it, oh yeah, I meant that shit. Apologizing for nothing, and trust I mean that shit. David Letterman confessed the sex scandals and lies.
he wasn't criticized or forced to apologize. Ben Roethlisberger was brought up twice for sex crimes. Both did lose no profits and dropped for major birds. Wild niggas is taking losses. Man, did see them serve. They pissed you for that money as soon as you out of line. You niggas is getting screwed. Quit signing that dotted line. They come throwing out millions. No one can take that, but as soon as you walk up, they taking that money back. The gang is like a pistol. They played you like a bitch. They ain't mad because of what you did. They mad because you slipped. Stand up and be a man or turn into your dick. Because if I said it and did it, nigga, I miss that shit. If I said it and did it, oh yeah, I miss that shit. Apologizing for nothing. And trust, I mean that shit. If I said it and did it, oh yeah, I miss that shit. Apologizing for nothing. And trust, I mean that shit.
Aerodot Radio, it's that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, aerodotradio.net. Shout out to Nightcrawler. I'm loving it. Okay, he did say we want to give him some new stuff. I wanted to hear, bitch, I'm about my motherfucking money. That's what I wanted to hear. If y'all want to hear that, that's on the website. Check that out. And then, like he said, hit him up on Twitter or whatever. And leave him y'all comments at your own risk, of course. Shout out to Angie. She's doing her thing. Nova, Rome, they'll be on soon. Molly, B West, C Grant, E Burners, I see him on. And shout out to Rolly, they just got out, you know, at the can or whatever. Shout out to those are my UK boys. So they'll be on soon, hopefully. And I'm going to hit some more lines up, see what's going on. 1910, Air It Out Radio.
Wow, what up, what up, fire chick? It's your boy, E.Q., Illidale Styles and all that. What's good with you?
E.Q., what's going on?
Oh, man, I got so much stuff going on. First, I got to say I apologize to the whole show, to everybody. I mean, like, I'm one of them callers you was talking about in the beginning. They'd be trying to hit you up, you know what I'm saying?
See, nobody even had to know that. See, there you go. But
no,
yeah.
I'm going to be, you know what, I got to be real and be honest about it, like, because I do so much, but I be trying to get it in with you, but it just be so hard to get on the show all the time. So, but I apologize because there's a lot of faithful listeners up on here that be on here every week. I just want to give y'all mad shout-outs, you know what I mean, for supporting my girl Fire Chick, you know what I mean? She do her thing. And, you know what I mean, I'm just giving my apologies for the new year. You know, you got to go in the new year fresh, you know what I mean? So I told you, I promised you, I said I'm going to try harder. Even though I'm in school, I'm going to try harder anyway.
Definitely appreciate your apology, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a real person to apologize. So definitely appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, you ain't even have to do that. That's what's up, and you did it on the air, so that's even bigger you. So definitely mad love to you on that one.
That's what's up. So you know what I mean? My New Year's resolution for this year, I'm going to say, basically, like I said, since I just started school, I won't be finished for another 2 years, but really concentrate on hitting the books for that web development situation. Working on a new documentary for E.C. LaRock, guy passed away. One of the famous DJs in Philly who passed away with diabetes about 2 years ago. So doing that. And the new movie, Change the Beat, you know what I mean? So. And don't worry, I told you I had you. We just didn't start it yet, you know what I mean?
Now, how are you going to work this movie out? Because, you know, I got, you know, problems with somebody. So how are you going to work that out? We're going to have, like, different scenes. Is it going to be a different day? Like, how are we working this out?
Yeah, well, it's definitely got to be different scenes, different days. Because now, since it's cold, it's kind of hard to really adjust how we're going to do the days because we can only do it on Saturdays, but you know how it's hard to get black people out, you know what I mean, when it's cold. So I got
to
see how we'll work it out.
Especially with snow out.
Yeah, but we're going to try to mix it up. But, I mean, you know, B Street was shot in the snow too, so since it's on the same kind of concept, except it's on the hip-hop side of things, like on the rap side of things,
right.
You know, hopefully I can still make it look good, you know.
All right. Is it hard to get people to do stuff for free? Even though they're going to be in a movie or whatever, it's still hard.
Put it this way. I did two movies, and I always use artists in the city that really got their buzz up and doing their thing. And when they, you know what I mean, they bring people along, different things like that. But when they really dedicate it, it ain't really hard to get them to do it because for the simple fact, they know that I'm a promoter. They know that I go all out when it's time to get things done. So, like, I mean, even look, Doodlebug from Diggable Plans, he was in the last movie. Like, I swore he was going to charge me an arm and a leg, but he said, no, Q, I seen your work. I'm going to do it for you for free. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you promote it. And it was in the Philadelphia Film Festival. He loved it. He had his people come out from New York, and everything was cool. You know what I mean? People know when they deal with me, it's not on some BS. I'm really about my business. And they like, yo, I'll do it for free. As long as I'm getting that exposure I need, they do it. You know what I mean? So that's just real talk. Like, that's what I do, man. I make sure that all the artists that I know and that link up with me and want to get down, I make sure I put them on and give them the exposure they need, you know?
Right. As you should. As you should.
Yeah.
And so what's up with the movies? I mean, not the movies, the videos and stuff like that. Like,
well, you know, it's a good segue for my man Rome. You know, he's coming up. I just did a recent. I did two videos with Rome. One I did with him earlier this year, but we just did another one that I'm not in it, but I shot it, so it's all good. He'll tell you more about it when he get on. You know what I mean? It's a good look for him. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm working on some more graphic skills. So, like, I haven't really been touching a lot of artists in the city right now, just trying to build some more graphic skills because I see the videos that's coming out. Mostly everything looks just about the same. So, you know, I tend to learn from, like, the MTV guys and those that's doing those perfect videos, you know, and try to learn their skills and different things like that. So I want to do something a little different the next video I do.
Is that what you're going to school for?
Well, I'm going for web development. Now, the purpose of the web development and the networking is that since I already know how to do people's websites, it's just basically just expanding the business a little bit more. I mean, the company is up and running, you know what I'm saying? And people ask me for all kinds of services. So, like, web development is just, like, one of the major things right now because if you got a hot website, man, people kind of just flock to your energy, you know, and you get more paper, one. And it's a career move, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something to fall back on. So, you know, when it's all said and done, the movies don't blow up to be whatever and the rap shit don't go the way it's supposed to go, you still have a career to fall back on. So, you know, that's just always having that backup plan is basically the key. So, but, you know, the web development, and I mean, as far as the graphics, the design and stuff like that, you get all of that in class as well. Basically, I'm just trying to make videos that people look at and be like, yo, that was tight work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible to reveal how much you charge to do your videos, or you don't want to, or is it a certain amount for certain people, or like?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rome, yeah, people I deal with on a normal basis, you know, they get a different price compared to people, you know, that I don't see all the time because people I deal with on a normal basis, they come back for more work. So, you know, you obviously you're going to get discount services for that. And then you still get the upgrade package with the graphics and all that. But some people I just meet on a first-time basis, you know, I give them the regular price and just see how they work. Because, you know, Philly ain't the lane for green grass, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants champagne taste and beer money, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, get people to really pay for what they really want, you know what I mean? You know, so...
So you're not
going to
throw no figure out, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, I know you wanted a figure. I beat around the bush for that one.
You sure
I give you a good figure.
Bracket, like, you know, 2 to 5 or 3 to 7.
Most hood videos about two scenes, that's location-wise, that costs about $350. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, you know, going from one scene to the next. But if you know, if you got to idea of a video and you want to shoot it in your basement, then go down southwest and then go up north side, and you know, that's all gas money, you know what I'm saying? That's all the labor, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants you to travel and do all this, you know, so them videos can go up to $550 or more, you know what I mean? So people got to understand, like, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you can get your homie to shoot it with his little camera, you know what I mean, then fine, do that, you know what I'm saying? But I put a lot of heart and sweat and tears in my work, and I make sure that you look the best you could possibly can. So,
right.
You know.
Do you do pictures too, like, or you just?
Yeah, I do. That's the first thing I had to learn is, like, just basically I do people album covers and all that. The first thing I had
to
learn.
I'm trying to hook you out with some business because I know of people in the line that. Somebody just asked me today about pictures, so.
IllidelStyles.com, man. I mean, I got my own website. I mean, you can hit my Facebook and all that. All that is on my website. Like, I made sure that you got it's a one-stop shop. Go right to my website. You can link with me at any Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, if you need some work, some pictures and all that, you know what I mean, you can come see me. Now, pictures is a little different because it depends what you want. If you're just trying to take pictures for your album cover, So we do like $25, and that's real cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
take your picture. Yeah, well, basically.
I might have to hit you up.
Yeah, it's for your album cover. So I'll take the pictures, but then I charge you the other fee to pay for your album cover. You know what I mean? So it's $25 to take your pictures. I take about a good 50 shots. You know what I mean? Just so we can get a good look of what you, you know.
Now, what if I'm missing a tooth or something and I need you to, like, fix
it? Fill
that?
It in?
No.
That's what Photoshop for.
Oh, you can't do the Photoshop?
You know what I mean? You can't it up. You know what I mean? That's what the Photoshop
okay.
for. So it's all good. I mean,
okay.
it's you know, everybody got a different look, man, you know.
All right. See, that's what's up. Like, I know you should probably have some people hitting you up, but you're pretty popular with the videos and stuff anyway, so you should do well.
Yeah, I just try to stay neutral. You know, if I was to air anybody out on
Uh-oh.
Your show, the only
Uh-oh.
People I would probably be mad at, but I still got respect and honor and love for them, is if you go back in the archives and you go back to, like, World Star when they first got started, I was the first Philly video artist to put out Gil and all of them on the first video they had for World Star, and it had mad hits from Gilly. It was Black De Niro on there. It was like Ines on there. And then I did a solo joint for Ines called They Know, you know what I mean, with the Philly Coalition. Only reason why I would be mad at them is because they never hit me back up for any more work. They just took the video and rolled out on it, you know what I'm saying? And they got a lot of hits on that joint, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
wow.
I respect them because they still grinding, they doing their thing. But I'm definitely mad at them because they was like, yo, Q, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, and never hit me back, you know what I'm saying? It was on some, well, damn, he charged too much, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, they got one for free, and then after I kicked in with the money, they was like, no, I can't pay that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and everybody always talking this money stuff. Like, it just be killing me. Like, I'm guapped up. I'm guapped up. But when it comes time to pay for their video, it'd be like on some, I ain't got the loot. Like, how that sound? That doesn't sound right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, the website is what again? Tell them one more time.
www.illadelstyles.com. Yeah, I mean, hit me up. I got, like, still got the album Plutopia that we pushing. You got a new track tonight that you're going to be pushing. Just something, like, universal, man, on some, you know, supporting women, supporting the situation of single moms and all that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just trying to do a little different. This is going to be a free joint I'm going to be giving out on iTunes and all that. It ain't even going to be on some paid. It's just to keep the exposure going while I'm concentrating on this movie and all that, just to keep the name fluttering, you know?
Okay. All right, here we go. Newborn.
Newborn. Yeah. It's for all my women. Yeah. I've been holding it down.
Rock a vibe, yeah. On the gentile. Yeah. With the wind blows. Yeah. Crazy wheel ride. Yeah. When the bow breaks. When the bow breaks. When the bow breaks. Had a blue form, rock a bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will ride. When the bow breaks, when the bow breaks, when the bow breaks. Born.
Young girl from the ghetto, trying to get a life right, trying to stay mellow. Smoking that kush, drinking that brew. Just a young girl, don't know what to do. Yup, ooh wee, straight to the club on the sub, trying to give her body some love. Meet up, yup, with the girlfriend. Party all night, cause the party never end. Rock on, stilettos on the feet. Bouncing that body cause she rocking to the beat. Flirting with the thugs, giving up a grind. My girl was looking at her like she lost her mind. In the middle of the floor she felt pain. Holding her stomach, now she got rain. Coming down her legs like a choo-choo train. Time is up, now what's the baby name? Yeah,
rock a baby on the street side. When the wind blows, the cradle will ride. When the bow breaks, when the bow breaks, when the bow breaks. Just had a newborn, rock a bye baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bow breaks, when the bow breaks, when the bow breaks. Had a newborn.
Rush, rush, rush to the fiddle. Now she a star playing Moni in the middle. Nurse on the top saying, where's the baby father? She looked her in the eye, said, nurse, don't bother. I'm on my own, that nigga don't care. My true baby father is the man upstairs. And if I have a girl, then she gon' be a queen. And if I have a boy, then he'll be a king. The nurse said, lay your head back, release those contractions. The
think about it, it's just a small fraction. And while you at it, write down your name and number. I'll help you raise that baby small wonder. Yeah, push, push, push. Now they see the head. Waiting for the body, got an arm instead. 30 seconds later, the baby pops out. She learned real fast, got a thumb in her mouth. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, just had a newborn. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, yeah, I hold it down for my women. Trying to keep a smile when it's not a good feeling. If you relate, put your hands to the ceiling. My brothers in the city gotta stop this killing. Come on, we need a new type of vision. No more black men clocking up the prison. It happened way back then, but it's your decision. I know it's in your genes, true religion. Yeah, women on their own, babies on the street. Trying to be a thug, man, packing that heat. We living in the perilous times, it ain't sweet. It's time for us to stand on our feet. So get up. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, you just had a newborn. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, when the valve breaks, you just had a newborn.
Radio, that Chick Friday. Make sure y'all check out the website airdotradio.net. For those that are listening to the net and you want to come on, hit us up 347-677-1163. Shout out to Nova, he's on the line. Being very patient, I must add. E Burners, Kim King, Cashmere, I see you. I'm about to get to you. M Dot, I see you too, baby. Make sure y'all check out the website, like I said, and go to extras for that theme. For that, you know, that theme thing I got going on. So I'm definitely needing a theme song for my exclusive. I need that ASAP. Send it to my itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. So I need that, y'all. Stop playing. 5239, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's up, fire?
Uh-oh, who are we talking to?
Ran live, Philly's best kept fucking secret.
That's okay.
Yo, the freakiest nigga in Philly, man.
I'm never gonna let that down, am I? I'm like, we'll be saying it forever on the show.
Yeah, I'm a freak, man. All the girls know that. I'm a heartbreaker for real.
Uh-oh.
I'm back.
Freak, huh?
Yeah, I love all the women, man. I'm looking for that special one, though. I need a red bone with a fat ass and like rap music and fire radio show.
Oh, right?
Yes,
sir. So, 2011, what's going on with you?
Yo, I want to make a fucking $1 million.
Everybody want to make a million. I know, I want some too.
It's like, no, realistically, though, these numbers that I got projected from what I'm going to profit this year is $120,000. So, you know, if God could bless me to reach my quota, what I'm trying to do, then, you know, I could do a whole lot more and, you know, really, really help Philadelphia change some things, man. These young boys, man, they need a role model, somebody that's positive, you know. I mean, you know, I got the girl thing, and I curse a little bit, but outside of that, you know, I'm against, you know, black-on-black crime, violence. I really want these niggas to put these guns down and pick up some fucking books, learn the difference between, you know, capitalism and socialism, get into these fucking politics, go to some of these city council meetings and shit instead of just talking about this dumbass shit, man. Start getting, you know, getting different shit, man. So I want, for 2011, I want to make that important to these young bulls, man. Get your fucking mind right. Get into these politics. Get into these books. Study so we can raise our kids and be a better culture, man, for real.
Right. Okay. Speech going on here. So what's the website info?
All right, this is what it is, man. Ran Live, man, 215. That's what I'm talking about. These niggas need to pick up some fucking books. Hit me up, man. Ran Live 215. Big up the fucking Nightcrawler. Big up the Q. You know what I'm saying? Big up the Nitty. Big up the Known Records. Big up the Rug at Batcave. Jordan at Batcave. See, nobody never say nothing about Jordan. Big up
yo,
to Jordan.
Yo. I'm saying yeah. about him last week.
Yeah, yeah, that's my man.
He's my engineer right now. I'm about to
be
going with him.
Funk don't give a fuck about me no more. I can't even get a call no more. So I'm Funk, if you hearing this, yo, Jordan, my new engineer. I still love you. Jordan, my new engineer.
Uh-oh.
I'm firing.
I thought Rug was your engineer.
No, Rug tied up with me. You know what I mean? It's political, man, but I can't be mad at that because if I was in a position, I'd be doing the same shit. So I ain't judging no fucking body. Rug, my man. You know, we go back since Logan in his basement when I used to walk over his house with EST, Robert E. Walker. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? I'm Philly's best kept secret, man. Anybody fucking listening, understand this, man. Ran Live is no fucking joke, man. I'm connected. I'm saying it's going down. I ain't going to jail no more. So I'm looking at it like this. In the year 2011, you ain't going to be able to do shit without Rand on it. Because, I was about to really air something out, but I can't do that. It's politics.
Yeah.
Pick up the Tommy. I heard his name for the first time. And since he, since it went down.
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to talk too much about that. Like, I just wanted to hit them with it because I know they're working with them. But,
yo,
like,
I hear a lot. I know about, you know what I mean? But dig this. I love him as an artist. I don't know him personally, but I was in the studio smoking with him, and I love him. I see nothing but gangsters stopping here. Plus, she loves me. He's my honey. He's going down. You know, it is what it is, man. Niggas do shit, snitching part of the game now. I ain't say that.
The only thing about it is the reason why I don't want to really talk about it too much is because there's a lot of people on the show that don't even know who the fuck Tommy is. There's people from like Atlanta and everywhere else. They don't know who.
Yo, I love him. I love him. I heard he was in Atlanta 4 months ago. I love him. And saying I ain't got no personal beef with him. I mean them Italian motherfuckers be snitching all day too. So what the fuck? You seen the movie? What is it? The Goodfellas, you seen it. Motherfucker told on everybody. So ain't nobody saying nothing about that. It's a lot of motherfuckers telling, man. These niggas ain't real no more. That's where we at, 2011.
Okay. Yeah. So what song are we playing tonight?
Yo, I'm going to play that real shit, yo. I think it's, what is money, cars, clothes, hoes. Yeah, I know the whole song ain't going to play. But I ain't mad at that because the motherfuckers going to be hungry for more.
Okay, so we're
getting
into that.
Is it on there? Do you see that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Ran Live, Philly's best kept secret. This is a real ass song. Get that shit fire. Let's
Okay. Anyway, Air It Out Radio is that bitch fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I have no idea what happened to the song, Ran. I don't know. We definitely gonna have to fix that. You know what? Let me see if I can go into something else really quick just to, you know, keep the momentum going.
Get it. like killing Jeezy. The way I'm going, get it, paper going stack easy. Can't forget the days I ain't had nothing, now I'm greedy. Cranking on dudes all day, cause I'm greasy. Real life is a jungle in these streets. Fuck the police, my nigga bladed piece of leader, big not breathing. I'm a bloodborne heathen. Ghetto form soldier, puffin' doja, got guns like a ghost of Nostra. Heat niggas like gonorrhea, all in the toaster. Listen, Jill made me a monster, an animal to get out. I cut a nigga face like Hannibal. On a cell block of murderers, that'll murder you. To make it out alive, play I'll fucking murder you. Leave you in the fucking ground, who the fuck is killing now? North Philly taught me well. Automatic mic jam, revolvers don't leave no shells. We use backwards to twist the belt. For that work, Poppy got the cheapest shells. Sold with the dizzy scale, sample that shit and weigh it well. I ain't going lie, I only made it to six shows. Money coming crazy, so I started plugging mad holes. Wife was a heaven ass, started calling 5-0. Then came the fucking drama, all from a baby mama. Real niggas know the deal, love will get a nigga killed. No Philly's best kept secret. We're live with your bread, everybody know that. Philly's best kept secret. We're stop grinding, nigga, is you crazy? Philly's best kept secret. We're live with your bread, everybody know that. Philly's best kept secret. You and now rocking with Philly's best kept secret. If I ain't got your respect by now, you could keep it. Survived in the trenches, the rough neck hustler. Room for the riches, raised among stars and made the drug block. To this day, they still pop. Real recognized, thrilling, I can tell if you not. Ever since 16, I was running the club spots on Delaware Ave, VIP and Club Gotham. Back when Rampage performed Wallace for the night. By the time I turned 17, I walked overnight. The sun be coming up when I turn the door key. Lied to my dad, tell him I was walking down the street. Next weekend, I did the same thing. Before I met Gilly, I was doing the damn thing. You can ask Rugged ENC and they'll tell you I know too much about the game to be a faggot. No Philly best champ.
Air it on radio, it's that chick fly. I have no idea, Ran. We already had this discussion. I know sometimes your songs be cutting off like that. It has to do something with the converter. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Damn, I hate when that happens. But anyway, we're going to keep the momentum going. I'm going to hit up the lines. 3143, airdotradio, what's good?
Hey, Miss Fire. It's good, man.
What's
good?
Cashmere.
What's good with you?
Hey, now, you know, working these lines, you know.
Yeah, I can dig it. Yeah, I be listening to the bull stuff, too. Yeah, you know I mean, I be into it, and then they just cut off. I'm like, damn, what's going on with that? You know?
Yeah. But you know what? That's my fault, because I should. Sometimes I don't have time to listen to it before I load it up, so I think I have to start doing that a little bit more. But anyway, it is what it is. Shout out to Ran Live. I apologize, hon, but I tried to get another song in there for you. But anyway, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, just chilled all day, you know, been writing a little something. But I definitely did get the beat for our song, and I sent it to you, so definitely check your email out when you get a chance, you know?
When did you send that? Today?
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
so I
okay.
know you don't got it now, but, you know.
All right. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get that shit earlier, okay.
No, like 5 minutes ago. It's, you know, it's a hot joint. I'll see
okay.
what you can do to it. Well, you know what, right now, too. Just listen to it and brainstorm. Then I'll call you and see what's good.
All right.
Yeah.
So 2011, what should we expect from you?
Man, just a whole lot of cash, man. I'm definitely going to really push the brand, you know. Just more help. I'm going to be in front of the camera more. I'm going to be, you know, freestyling more. Just, you know, a lot of mixtape stuff. Spitting in front of the camera. No, not on no Smack DVD stuff, but, you know, just my own flavor, you know. So I'm trying to put a new face on, you know, Philly, to get Philly known, and, you know, in another way, you know, besides, you know, craziness and violence, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know, I'm just here to bring something new to the table this year, you know, and hopefully I'll have more help than, you know, I have now, because, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit of help. As far as promotion, website, photo shoots, and all that extra stuff. So,
okay.
You know, trying to go for it. And that new and improved mixtape is coming, and you're definitely on it. So.
And the blogs, they coming too?
Yeah, I'm going to still do the vlogs. You know, I'm about to do one about next week. So, you know, the craziness is going to keep coming, you know.
Yeah,
you're
bugging
wild.
Out on the last one. I'm like, what the...
Yeah, man, people be doing stupid stuff, you know, but, you know, it's all good. But I'm going to try to keep them shorter because, you know, the last one was 14 minutes and I have so much to say. I try to edit, you know, it right. Man, I cut a lot of stuff off and, you know, I only got down to 14 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes, you know.
Right.
So it's not like a movie or something.
Man, you were spazzing out for real. I'm like, okay. Hi, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's the character,
so,
you know.
what were you getting into tonight?
You know, I'm feeling sexy and in the club type joint. So, you know, throw that you got me going on. And, you know, I had something new for you next week, you know.
Okay. So are you still doing the thing downtown on South Street? Is it South Street?
We was trying to, you know, for January, but, you know, I might shoot for February on that. You know, just to get more buzz, I got to get a lot of artists up, you know. So definitely hit me up. It's myurls.com/Casmer, CASSMEIR. I don't care if you're an old artist, new artist, you know, let's collaborate and, you know, make some good music, you know. Let's put this Philly thing together and stick together with it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And send me that info so I can put on a website, so that'll help out a little bit more, too.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what's up. Cashmere, go ahead and introduce that real quick.
Yes, you got me going. Something sexy for the ladies, you know. So, holla.
Hey, how you doing, mama? I seen you lonely at the bar, and it's one of my favorite songs. Would you like to dance? Dancing like we both in a birthday suit. I must admit she cute. Oh, no tech, don't work that boo. I'ma just follow what your booty do. My buddy on one, cause it's calling you. What's your name? Hey, Taylene, lovely name. I'm sending my fresh, better smell like game. Touching that frame, about to go insane. Trying to keep control, but you're hard to tame. Came with the player to see Philly game. Once you leave my side, it won't be the same. That's right, you're one old kind dame. One kind dame, I'm to blame. My, I got you tripping, I'ma sing that thing. My, you got me going with that. Roll your hips and bring it back. Make me wanna throw a stack. Let's engage and don't detach. Touch me like you own me. I know that you don't know me. That just come with time, so sure it cannot be a homie. Yeah. How's I feel about you, mama? Huh? Can I be your homie? Yeah. I'ma get it, I'ma get at that. I want you, you should want me back. Patting them kisses up and down your back. So wet, so soft, now you're feeling that. Hold up, don't get me wrong. I had you in mind when I wrote this song. Girl, it's on, wanna get you home. We're alone, make you moan. This is for your benefit. Let me guide you into it. Let me kiss that kitty kit. Suck my fingers just a bit. We ain't doing nothing wrong. Baby girl, you taste the bomb. Please explode that, turn me on. Come back to earth, I had you gone. My, you got me going with that. Roll your hips and bring it back. Make me wanna throw a stack. Let's engage and don't detach. Touch me like you own me. I know that you don't know me. That just come with time, so sure it cannot be a homie. Yeah, how's I feel about you, mama? Can I be your homie? Yeah, yeah, Mama, I can't even help it. That's how I feel, you know. Got to be honest, right? That's the easy path in life. What it is, I know we in the club, but that dancing, it got me. Got me going crazy, so why don't we go get something to eat at, you know? Go get some breakfast. Matter of fact, come to me, 10 miles, I'll cook. I promise I'll be good.
Radio is that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to Mark Harmony. Shout out to Darkside Rail. Like I said, UK, what you call it, and all them. So, damn, off the tip of my tongue. I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, let me hit up the line a little bit more. 1156, air.radio. What's good?
Yep. What's good? What's good? It's E-Bangers in the building. Everybody. What's good?
What's going on with you?
It's really good.
Thank you for waiting, babes.
Oh, look, I'm patient.
Yes, you are.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. I'm patient. Look, I'm enjoying the show. I can listen to everybody, man.
Exactly.
People spitting that shit. People talking that shit, you know.
Right. So, 2011, what's going on with you?
History. History in the making, yo. I promise y'all this is my year. I promise y'all everything I love.
I get goosebumps.
Huh?
For real. I know it's going to happen, too. Like,
and I'm starting it off with a bang because my shit dropped in January, so it's only going to get uglier, man. I hope they ready.
Uh-oh.
I might drop 4 albums this year.
So, which drop? Did you drop the other one Saturday? You dropped the other one Saturday?
Nah, I ain't even drop it, man. I was busy as shit, man. Niggas be, I be doing too much, man. It's done, though. Okay. I'm just about to unload it, though, for this whole month, so people just get anticipated for it. So I'm just holding it back for like a day or two, probably Wednesday.
Okay.
I gotta finish the cover.
You keep teasing us every week with the same thing.
Nah, but I got it. If people want it, they could go there. A lot of people still ain't download the first one.
Okay.
I mean, it's there, but, like, look, man, I'm giving y'all this shit for free, man. Embrace it, man. It's good music. I ain't gonna give y'all no bullshit, trust me.
I know that's right.
It's all me, all day, every day. 50 Tyson. It's like.
You know what? We gotta start getting back into our freestyle thing. Like, I miss that. I don't care what nobody say. Like,
man, I got bars for days, man.
I miss
I got more bars than corners in the hood, man. They better stop playing.
Right? Maybe you need to be the first one to start bringing it back because they
slipping.
Burning.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you know.
I don't mind.
Exactly. So
I got a 16 for you before you even play my song.
All right.
You know, I mean, you know, check out airitoutradio.net. She got the E-Burners exclusive page. Y'all can get like us or get away from us because we doing big things, you know?
You know.
I see my nigga Rome going to be on the show. Yeah.
Well,
you about to do some shit together. You know what I mean? EQ, I need a video, nigga. Need that. Nightcrawler, I got to do something with that nigga. He's funny as shit, yo.
Nightcrawler,
he's cocky, and I love it. I love it. I love that shit, yo.
Because
if you back your shit up, you can be as cocky as you want to be.
Okay. So what we going to hit that freestyle? What's going on?
Yeah. I need to air it out, drop. You ain't got it no more?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
You ain't got it no more?
I'm fucking up. Hold on.
Let's go.
He said, let's go.
Yo, top of my weight class, pound for pound, great. Burners gonna break fast, A's, grits, and steak. Make no mistake, I'm nice, eating extra cocky. 6'1 lanes and the shoulders kind of stocky, I'm rocky. Every part of me breathe Philly, but these whack-ass DJs here won't feel me. I guess I gotta show out, do everything big. Cali play my shit and don't even know the kid. I'm way past normal, skills on land. So past these cats, I'm looking in my rear. I strike fair in these daytime actors. Some call them hot, to me they not a factor. Watch I blow faster, career on NASA. Take off, no breaks, dog, I want the cash. Your respect to make millions. Y'all hear me yet? I can hear from the booth these labels writing them checks. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay. Burner.
Gia. You know what I mean?
That's what we might need. We might need somebody like you to kick it off every week and, you know.
Look,
I
do it every week. Every week. If you had a show every day, I would do it. Look. I don't care.
You're trying to kill me.
Well, look. All they getting is good shit, man. Good music, man. Look. You can't deny yourself this, man. It's free.
Yeah.
She ain't asking you to pay nothing. It's free. Like, just call up, send your music in, write. It's
so she could play it, and then you get exposure, you get heard, you get to promote yourself, you get everything.
And will you tell them how much love you get from being on the show, because you've been on
every week. Man, it's overwhelming, man, and I appreciate all that shit, man. And I think it, the more you find yourself comfortable with actually being on the show, the more people gonna recognize you. Because if you get on the show and you don't want to be heard, really, like, oh, like, yeah, I ain't really doing nothing, but. No, people want to hear you. People want to hear you. They want to know you kind of personally, like for the listeners, not just the rappers. Cause in Philly, like I'm gonna put it real frank. Philly rappers don't like Philly rappers. Like, not to say we all like that, but the majority of us are like that. If they don't think that nigga can get you onto a certain spot, or get you on the Batcave, or get you on 103, or get you here, or get you there. I done heard niggas who had deals rap like niggas who don't got deals now, just because the niggas who don't got deals on the radio. So, like, it's, like, I mean, like, if you respect yourself as a person, man, promote yourself, man, because these labels ain't going to promote you if you don't promote yourself. They ain't going to sign you. They don't see no work. They don't see no effort. They, look, man, that nigga don't want to promote himself. I'm not going to promote him. Like, so, I just keep it funky all the way around. I fuck with everybody on the show just because they show love to you, and they keep calling up. They keep wanting to get their shit spun. They keep coming back with new shit. They keep having something to say. Like, you know what I mean? If you don't want to ride with us, oh, well, we don't need you. Let welfare feed you. Keep it real funky, man. Like,
right?
It's a new year, man. We got new shit to do. Let's just do it, man. Everybody just ain't no more talking about that shit. Do that shit. The market is wide open for every artist to put their shit out themselves.
Exactly.
You don't gotta go to a major label to put your shit out. That helps. But if these major labels only sign the motherfuckers like Soulja Boy and all these gimmicks and stuff like that, then that's what you want, then go that route. But if you like real music, you want to put out real music, put that shit out yourself. Promote that shit yourself. This, you on the World Wide Web, you could promote yourself on every damn site. It could be sites that ain't even about music, and you could promote yourself. It's just, mm-hmm. It's there. It's there for the taking. Like, women buy your music, go on sites where a lot of women at.
Right.
I put it that plain and simple, man. Go out and get this shit if you really want it. Don't wait for somebody to give it to you. Don't wait for somebody to hand it to you. Just go out and get that shit. Because at the end of the day, if these labels drop you, you in the same predicament you've been in. You get to a label and can't make a song or some shit like that, you still sitting, and then they drop you, you still in the same predicament. So put that shit out yourself, and keep putting that shit out yourself until they hear you. And they wanna come at you with a $1 million deal. They wanna come at you like, damn, this motherfucker making noise by itself.
Right.
It's free. You can do it yourself. It only costs a couple dollars to put your shit on iTunes.
That's true.
Well, why not? Put a single out. You ain't even gotta put out a whole album. Drop a single. You think that shit crazy? You think that shit hot? Put that shit on iTunes and promote it, and see how many people buy your single. And then you go from there. If that single wasn't big enough, do another one. Throw that shit out there again. It's easy, man. Like, you could pay for iTunes for the year and keep putting out as many songs as you want.
Definitely.
So, all the artists on here, man, look, y'all help yourself. Y'all keep showing love. She going to keep showing love to y'all, because she do. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody getting promoted the same just because you're not an artist. She's screaming your name out during breaks. You getting heard. She's saying who you is during breaks. If she know you, you getting shout-outs. You know what I mean? That's all it is. Look at the people who be on the show or who's supposed to be on the show, man. They big.
Yeah,
people been on the show that's big, like in the game big. So had they deals, got songs on the radio, got songs in commercials and, like, been in videos and, like, world-renowned. Like, that shit show, man. That shit show.
Definitely.
And they be listening, trust me. They be listening. I be getting hit up on my Twitter about shit I did on the show and stuff like that. So I be like, damn, I didn't even know you was listening. But they do, so.
Definitely.
Just because they not on the show don't mean they not listening, so.
Yeah. So give everybody your info.
Go to www.eburners.webs.com. Go to my links. You can get all free music, probably like 15, 16 free mixtapes. I'm going to have some beats up soon on Fire Page for y'all, like, you know what I mean, me and my little production thing I got going on.
Okay.
And we just gonna keep hitting you on the head with good music, man. Like, real shit, man. Matter of fact, throw on Real Words. You got that right? Real Words, yeah.
I think you asked me about that last week.
I asked you about Unforgettable.
You said Live Words or Real Words?
Real Words. It should be with the new stuff. You see it?
Mm-mm.
You find out you ain't got that neither.
I don't.
For real?
For real. All right,
let me say, hold on. Let me say. What's on that mixtape? I sent you like 25 joints. I'm going to find out.
Heat with Revenge, Black Cash, That Work, Bring Them Out, Are We Clear, Unbelievable, B-Style.
What else?
I don't have that.
Wish Right Now?
I have Wish Right Now, I think. I saw that. Yeah, there it is.
All right, you could play that. Wish Right Now, like, this is joint of my brother and shit locked up. You know what I mean? Deep Burners, Team Heat Work, let's go.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yo, if I had one wish, my brother would hit brick instead of being locked up with killers and shit. So much you need to see, this pain really hurt. We came up from the dirt, I used a Rocky shirt. Brief if you hear me, I'm never giving up. See you home chilling, dipping bread in your cup. It's all from the heart, me and Jim got you. The letters I sent, man, I hope they can spot you. A little bread there, just something for your books. They got an educated man in a square filled with crooks. I know it feels like you was all alone, but you got a whole genre. Wishing you was home, ain't no use through my pen. This feeling within, make it feel like I lost my best friend. But God has a plan and he showed me a peak, and it won't be long before your kicks hit the street. We got so much to do, the world is yours. These cars is yours, these keys open doors just for you. This everything I owe you, I know you won't quit. Dog, I won't hold you, it's hard out here, but we built for the struggle. Our mind is our temple, we groom to show muscle. So until you home, I promise I won't sleep. Till both our hands meet and we up on our feet, huh?
Radio is that chick fire, the brown skin alpha. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to all my air doubters that were on the line. E Burners, he did his little speech. I love it. 16, all that. That's just like we normally used to do that. So it's crazy how he still can do that at the drop of a dime. So definitely love you for that. I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. I definitely see y'all on here, so don't go nowhere. I know it's my y'all forever, but I definitely will get to y'all before the end of this show, so definitely hold on. 0361 Air Dot Radio, what's good? Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, what's going on?
I've been waiting for hours, fire chick. This is Vin Rain. Either you fire or you water. You in, you out, you up, you down. Which one are you?
I'm fire.
You fire, and you burning hot. I want to give a shout out. This is probably the hottest or coldest. I don't know which one. I'm confused. What's up, fire chick, baby?
What's going on?
Matt Black. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
I'll sit back, listen to your show, man. It's wonderful, man. A lot of artists get to stay self, man, get to put out their music, man, where other places they wouldn't. So you doing your thing.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Appreciate you. You've been banging my commercial, right?
I haven't since you been on.
All right. I've been checking you out. I'm listening to you. See,
I haven't played it. I'm not going to lie. You know, if
all
I
right,
can't
you
lie.
Better get up on your job. You better get up on your job, young lady. You know I'll find you. Huh?
I thought the show was actually over. It wasn't over yet?
No, the show ain't over. The show is January 9th, baby. January
9th,
and we do Supper Club.
I'm slipping.
Top Flight, myself, Matt Black, hosting for the first time. You got to come check me out. You know, I'm the first comedian called in. You want me to spit some bars or something?
Yeah, you going to spit?
You know I can spit.
Oh, really? Let me see.
You going to give me a beat or I got to go raw?
Go raw with it.
All right, I'm going to go raw. You trying to put me under the gun like I can't
do it. Hold on.
Let me do the
air it out. Let me do the air it out thing for you.
Air it out radio.
Get it.
I hear y'all talking like you can stop the ball, but I've been there, done that, so rock before. Flip that, stack that, cop blocks are raw. Had a fresh lay every day, shell tops galore. Where you buy yours at? That's not Dior. You ain't tough because you've been shot before. Nigga, thug life died with Tupac Shakur. Now let me explain, man. I cop the four, so all that boxing shit south pool. Overseas Cape May, I ain't going to keep going on.
Wow, look, I'm impressed. I'm impressed because you know what? I didn't think you was going to pull it. I thought you was going to joke around with it, but you
really
was going in.
I'm rapping all that. I just tell jokes now, that's all. I'm wild, mad, talented, baby.
I see.
Crazy, wild, mad, talented. Shout out to my entertainment company. Shout out to my management company, Count It. Shout out to Troy Posey, Kimberly Gunn. Shout out to all my squad, man, and my accounting family, T Macaroni and Mel Harris, man. My cousin doing this thing out there in Delaware, Will Camp. We had a show December 28th, but it got canceled, so it was next Tuesday. But the January 9th show was my hosting debut coming out, all right? So you need to pump that for me, all right?
All right, I got you.
Definitely need to pump that. Then we got February 5th coming up. We're going to be in Harrisburg. With myself and the Counting family, man. Top Flight, T Macaroni, Mel Harris, Will Camp gonna be hosting. And then Counter's putting together a nice major production. Counter putting together a major production on 48th and Garrett Road, hosted by once again my man Mel Harris, Counted, Lady Smith, T Macaroni, Ray Diva coming in from Baltimore. We got the songstress, Alex Golden Lover Simmons, music by DJ Miz, and we can't forget the Forever Funny. The Forever Funny, Hurt Your Face Funny, Freddie Roode. So y'all need to get out and see that. That's February 13th, 48 Garrett Road, man. All right?
Okay, that's what's up.
And definitely in 2011, man, we're going to be doing big things, baby. We're going to be doing big things, man.
All
right. Like I said, Counted is expanding. He's doing a lot of big things, man. Troy and Kim is really helping out a lot of artists, man, from music to comedy. And to act, I say myself, I'm in a film, Frozen Lies, coming out the end of 2011. We start shooting my scenes January 30th. It's an independent film. You know, what else I got going on? Like I said, I'm going to try to stay busy. And
yeah, the mixtape dropping. No, I'm just joking. Mixtape dropping.
Yeah, but I am gonna have a DVD coming out, a comedy
you
DVD
should.
Coming out
I
with
drop some.
With me and my counterparts, T Macaroni and Mel Harris, man. We're gonna try to put something together for y'all by 2011, man. Bring y'all some heavy laughs with these young up and coming comedians. That's
but
not.
Do y'all
really
have any? Do y'all have any artists that can perform at some of y'all stuff?
Rap artists. Yeah, we got Hemi Heen be doing his thing, man. He got singles out underground right now. He performed at the at Parks, and he performed at Mill Creek Tavern, you know, to get his buzz out there. He was down with IMC, International Music Cartel, on some things. Troy linked up with him, man, got him a couple spots. And like I said, look out for him.
Shout out to Troy.
Maybe we can get him to call in.
Yeah. Shout out to Troy.
Shout out to Troy Posey. Shout out to Kimberly Gim, man. They doing their thing.
Yeah.
Keeping me busy.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make it to Hollywood, man. I'm trying to make it to Hollywood so I can give you a call from there one day.
Yeah, right. I need that.
Yeah, I know you need that. You need to do that. You need to be focused because you got tough and you got smart. But you being
you
smart,
just like them too.
And I really, really.
Who else can you do?
Uh, I can do Rocky, Denzel.
Do Denzel.
Do Denzel?
Yeah.
Huh? You really want me to do Denzel, huh? You hear me, but you're not listening. I'm trying to do Denzel. But you're not listening, fire chick. All right? All right, you hear me? Huh? You're not going to smoke it, huh? You're not going to smoke it. You telling me that you're not going to smoke it. You tell me a story, all right? Boom, go. Huh?
No,
I will burn
like...
this motherfucker down. You ever seen it, Don Q? Remember in John Q when he snapped out by his son?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to bury my son. My son's going to bury me. I'm just out.
King
like,
Kong
I
don't got nothing on me. Can you do that?
Do what?
King Kong ain't got nothing on me or whatever.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. I'm the police. Shit. I run this shit. You just live here.
Yep.
23-1. Lockdown. You be playing basketball on Pelican Bay when I get through with you.
Yo, you sound just like a... Oh,
word.
My God.
Word up.
Our first comedian on, y'all. Definitely a pleasure.
Yeah, first comedian, Matt Black, Callen Entertainment, man. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit me up, man, and try to get at me, man, and get some of these jokes and book me for a venue, book me for whatever, man. Tower Theater, Lear Course Center. We trying to do a bid. You better get at me before I get out of here.
Right.
I'm airing it out
right with
my girl Fire Chick.
But you get too big and shit, then,
you know
I'm going to
get too big. I'll be like, who?
You can't even get a call back.
Who is that? You are something else. You are unbelievable. I don't even know you. It's Fire Chick. Fire Chick.
Be like
Troy. I have never heard of you.
Be like Troy.
I have never heard of you.
Yeah, be like Troy. What's up? Can I get him on again? Hell no, bitch. Hell no. Motherfucker, he in Hollywood some damn way.
No, never that, big.
That's for sure.
I mean, the bigger it gets, the better it's going to get for everybody, man. Everybody involved. And everybody that stands true, like I said, man, I always tell myself, I got a plan A, and that's it. I don't have no plan B, man, because I don't plan on failing. So,
Good. I like that.
No, just a plan A, man, and we're going to keep moving with that.
I like that, though. I might have to steal that.
It ain't stealing. It ain't stealing, man. Put it out there. Let them know, man. Let's stay with plan A, man.
Right? I know that's right.
Stay with plan A. Because if you get yourself a back door or other option, man, you're going to be, kind of swayed to take it. You know what I mean? When there's no way out but the front door, you got to go.
Definitely. I like that, though.
Got to go, man. That's what we're doing. I'm trying to stay positive and focused, man, and keep all the, because as a young comedian, not a young man per se, but as a young comedian, it's, you get your buzz and you get all, out there, your name get out there. And it can get confusing to other people that you threatening them. And it's not about that. It's about everybody really working together, man, and trying to make Philly and try to make these young artists a part of something that's bigger than ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's this world of entertainment, which includes music, which includes acting, which includes modeling and promotion and producing and making music, whatever it is. It's just about bringing a message and bringing a certain level of energy to the world, man, and make it a better place and healing, because we always hurting with all this war and a lot of all this politics. So when you get a chance to sit down, listen to some good music or listen to some good comedy or watch a good movie, man, or watch a good fashion show or whatever, man, it really makes it for a better place to live, man. That's what I'm trying to do. It's my dream, and I'm on it.
And then y'all had the food going on. The food's popping.
Oh, Excite. Oh, shout out to my man, John Gravy, man. Excite Your Life Catering, man. The best catering, the best fish on the planet.
Look,
I don't
me
know
and
Honest
was tearing that food up,
Did you? Yeah, I said,
drinking stuff, yeah.
Hey, what? Ain't that food good?
Yeah, it was good.
That food is great, man. I'm telling you, he even liked his food.
He's talking about,
damn, who made this fish? Nigga, you made it.
Yeah, right?
It's banging. Yeah, man, we got him January 9th, too. He's going to be jumping. He's at January 13th. I don't know if he's going on the road with us, man, but that's up to Troy, and that's up to that man's schedule. But that grub, man, that he brings to the table, man, is more than just food, man. He put spirit, heart, and soul and something else up in that, man. I think,
Yeah, right?
I don't know. It's something like wicked. I don't know. He might got crack in that shit.
Don't say that.
He got nigga. Hey, I'm just saying. People is hooked on it.
Right.
They coming to me like,
I was like, damn, can we get some more?
Hey, who got that fish? You got that fish? I'm like, nah, brother, damn, hold time down.
I know the fish was banging. But we definitely appreciate you coming through, our first comedian.
Mad Blizzy Fire Chick. I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? I really appreciate the love, man. Sorry I missed that interview last time, but we always can set something up, man. I can bring you a few jokes, and maybe my team can come on here, man. T Macaroni, he was hosting the Terminal Show you came to, man. Very funny, very young, up-and-coming, funny cat, man. And Mel Harris went up first, second, I believe, that night. Was doing the music, said had the music mixed in with it, was dancing
the
with
shower
the
cap.
No, that's Top Flight. Okay. He's definitely going to be on, too. He's on route with us, too. From Enough Said Entertainment. But he's a very good affiliate of ours, man. We message with him on a regular basis because of his integrity, man, and his funny is people request him, so we need him. But Mel Harris is the one that came out. He was dancing in front of the guy, the old head in the front, and he kept, you know, putting the song on to dance in front of the old head. Everybody, it was a banging show, man, and I must admit, man, everybody represented and really brought some really brought some heavy laughs that night, man. It was one of my, if not the best show, one of my best shows ever, man. You know, that and probably
next time I come, I will be a little bit more dressed up because I said everybody had it smacked on. You know what I mean? Like, I was very underdressed. So I will be.
Oh, no. Well, you got fire chick, so, you know, it really don't matter, man.
I was casual, like,
you was cool.
I had
the
older chick there, you know what I mean?
Come over there, so. Stand a little VIP. I saw you busting it up with Tony Woods and all that. Y'all over there doing shit. I hollered at him. You know, he could have been the second comedian because
I
wasn't going to allow him to be the first.
we can still work something. I ain't no big deal. It's all good.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Like I said, man, you got a banging show, man. You're doing a lot for these artists, man. The one dude called and had me cracking up. The one brother said, you know, I sent you that email and you ain't even holler at me. You like, when? I ain't even get it. When? Oh, it was only like 5 minutes ago. Well, you know, he tried you, though.
Yeah, right? Shout out to Cash.
Shout out to Cash, man. Big things, man. I love Philly artists, man, and tri-state artists or whatever, man, because a lot of times Philly artists don't get the love from their hometown that they should get. So anytime that you got a situation in a show such as yours that can give them love, man, and give them support, even comedians. Like, you know, it's not even in your script. It's not even in your script or program to have comedians or actors on to, you know, on this level. So I really appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
You know, we show everybody love. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get the, you know, sports and all that stuff on here. Like, I don't want to discriminate too much, you know.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah, it's all good. But definitely appreciate you coming through. We gonna set something up for another interview and whatnot. And, you know, shout out to Troy.
Shout out to Troy Posey. That's my man. Is this going to be recorded? Can I go back online and get one of your shows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As soon as it's over, you can go back and grab the archive.
All right. Like I said, shout out to happy holidays to everybody, man. Keep making beautiful music. Keep making people laugh. Remember, live, love, and laugh is only a plan A in life. All right?
There you go. All right. Thanks, babe.
Matt Black, Count Entertainment. Get with me.
All right. And our radio is at your fire, oh my lord. I gave him a lot of time. But anyway, it's cool. He Matt Black, you know, he's comedian and all that stuff. So definitely see everybody on the line. I'm going to go ahead and get to one of my guest callers. And this is one of my buddies, my pal, my buddy. Let me stop. But this is one of my friends that, you know, we go back, way, way back. I don't want to say how long, like, but it's been a while. But anyway, shout out to him. I'm going to let him introduce himself. He's been waiting on the line for a while. Jersey. Oh, excuse my little thing going on there. What's going on, babe? What the heck is you playing? 4982, what's going on? Nova. He out there playing around. Hello? Wow. Okay. What the hell is he playing? Anyway, here on radio. So embarrassing. 4706, here on radio. What's going on?
Get mad because the results don't happen as soon as they want it. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, like, and it's always.
Hello?
What up?
Radio. 4706. What's going on?
What up, Ski? It's the Young Exclusive Killer Mind in the building.
Okay, what's going on?
Definitely, ain't nothing. Definitely had to come through, follow through, because I know I've been MIA on this show.
About damn time, what the hell?
Exactly. Yeah, nothing much, just definitely putting the word out. Mixtapes is out now, The Target and Expect the Unexpected. Definitely got the video out, get it in. I need everybody to keep pushing that video out. If you go on YouTube, just look up KLLA-MIND. Keep pushing it, putting comments, because there's some websites and some video spots they refuse to support independent artists unless you get certain hits. So, you know what I mean, to prove them wrong, we need to keep getting hits out there. So I need everybody to just hop on YouTube and keep pushing that video. And also killamine.blogspot.com. You can get the mixtapes, the ringtones, see the video. Everything you need about Killamine is right there.
Okay. Definitely a good look. And this is you lucky I do not have the bang bang, because you are virgin too. Aren't you a virgin?
I mean, depends how you put it.
Well, you know what I mean. For the show, you a virgin. You know what I mean. For the show, you a virgin.
Yeah, you got to clarify that. But you know what? And every time you gave me, you reached out to me and I tried to come through, for some reason I couldn't get through. So, you know, finally I got through. So, you know, it's not like I didn't call at all.
Okay, that's what's up, though. I mean, you here now, it's all that matters.
I had to stock the show for a little bit.
So what are we getting, 2011, what should we expect from you?
All right, well, actually, January 3rd, I'm actually going to be part of a radio show, Sex and Slow Jams. We launch on January 3rd. Everything will be on my Facebook. If you guys request me, look up Killamine. I got two pages. You see Killamine or Will Killamine Mindset. Or, you know, just go on my Blogspot page I shouted out earlier, killamine.blogspot.com. We'll keep everything posted. We're going to have the radio show going on. So, you know, independent artists, you got two shows coming, air it out, and you come over my show. We definitely both will show you some support, show you some love. And that's one of the main things going on. I'm also working on another project. I got a couple projects going on for 2011. We're in the recording process now. You know, one of them is my mixtape is going to be called Audio Vision, and I got some on the works with my homegirl, Baby Doll. Yeah, Baby Doll, popular, young popular.
Popular.
Yeah, B. Holla. So me and her got a couple things we put together, and, you know, I got some with my Mars team that's getting put together. And also shout out to my man, Mr. Hollywood, one of the CW crew. He's definitely in the city, definitely making some noise, too.
Okay. That's what's up. We got to get Baby Doll on, you know what I mean? We had something scheduled before.
Yeah. I'm going to be on top of that. I'm going to make sure that happens.
Yeah. Get on her ass. Get on her ass. So what are we playing tonight?
No, anything you want. I'm gonna go ahead and let you make that call. You go ahead and you play.
Mm.
I just want to lick you.
I hate when y'all put the pressure on me. No, you know what? I'm gonna play Get It In, since you had mentioned that earlier. So
yeah, Get In. That's the one. That's the official video for that song, Get It In. So yeah play that. Everybody go on YouTube. Go on Vimeo. As a couple other websites playing it. If you can't find it, just Google me. Killamine, KLLA-MIND.
There you go.
Definitely support that video.
You say, what is it that you want? You've got everything that a woman could ever need in life. I got a closet full of mink, chinchillas. I got a bureau full of diamonds. I can change four times a day for one. You're even trying to eat lobster and drink champagne. Now, you know that ain't your boo. But you're strictly a collard green cornbread baby. I don't know if anybody knows, but I know. But since you feel like that this evening, sit down and drink some champagne with me. Let me rap for you.
Check 1, 2, yes, check 1, 2, the microphone's clear like a check 1, 2, check 1, 2, yes, check 1, 2, I hope you hear me clear like a check 1, 2, check 1, 2, yes, check 1, 2, I hope y'all hear me clear like a check 1, 2, check 1, 2, yes, check 1, 2, I'm about to get it in like, I want y'all getting to hear me clear. So when I do a mic check, it ain't for the hype y'all looking up. Yes, once again, it's the unexclusive. Got so many haters that I'm mistaken as fans. Pardon me, the cocky MC's at it again. I mean, damn, so many others say I don't sit nice. But now, I'm back with a smile and the flow that's just so out of bounds. So now when I freestyle, basically give y'all niggas in the lounge. You gotta show and prove to make it pay off. Y'all gonna say, yo, I'm in the zone, NBA style, yeah. Crossover, slam dunk. Nike print on your forehead, get out of my face, I'm in the building. Bow to, give it the business, get the picture, it's a Kodak moment. So to all my opponents, it's the end, killers and end. I'm in the building. It's just the way I get in. I get it in, It's just the way I get in. All my buff, I got public people in my past life. I know them feels right, but let me do this right. You very much so. I'm doing way better without y'all. Now there's better drones who better things that don't sing and don't bullshit my time. It's funny how now they try to get in touch with me. They get mad and say, don't act like you don't remember me. Well, sorry, can't help ya. Cause back when I remember, they had time for me. And Miss Better but Delicious over there made time for me. Stop thinking you need your watch fix, so stop it. You're embarrassing yourself, look. Why you get mad? Cause you downgrade and not stepped up. I know that sounds fucked up, but it is what it is. I'm just that fool, no longer 400% sucker free. And I don't even suck a lollipop, shit. Now that's real. I'm a new man, it's just the way I get in. I get it in, It's just the way I get in. Everybody trying to catch that overnight success. That's why they easy overstressed. For me, I'm just blessed, cause I'm not chasing the paper. I'm catching my music. My reality was once a dream. You see what I'm doing? I'm not living as a rapper. This is the life of an MC. So in this music, I gotta fight hard to get my point across, to understand the name. Killing mine, this ain't your average. So I touch your mic, say I'm getting busy. Yes, the hand in the pen, the pen in the paper, the cream in the mouth. It all works out now. So warn the music, so it can all get busy. Cause I'm not doing it just for me, I'm doing it for other reasons. My mama, my family, my homies, and the haters. So I can prove some right and the rest of them wrong. This here ain't just a song, it's that ish. I got confidence when I spit, that's just the way that it is. I get it in. It's just the way I get in. It's just the way I get in.
Radio, it's that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my airitouters that's still on the line. We're going to see if we're going to get this right. I'm going to go right into my boy Nova. Hopefully he's there. He said I shouted out the wrong number, so I'm going to say it right this time. 7941, Air It Out Radio, Nova.
What's happening, pimp?
What's going on?
Fever, I ain't gonna call you fire chick. You know me, Fever. What's happening, Ma?
What's going on? It's cool. You the only one that called me that, so that's.
You already know, because you hot, so you be giving these players the fevers out here, man. What's good, though, man? It's been a minute, man. Me and you been trying to do this thing for a minute, but you know how my schedule is.
I know. You know, like, you like the president out this motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be, man. Obama did it. Why can't I? All I need
exactly.
Now is I got the goons to be Secret Service, so it's nothing. Already being a presidential motorcade out this bitch, so it's good though, man.
All right. Well, you know, we've been friends for a long time, whatnot, so it's only right that I get you on, so it's a privilege.
You know, I had to do it right for 2010. I had to close it out for you, you feel me?
Right. So a lot of people don't know that, you know, you have won awards. Did you win any other award besides the Best Hip Hop of 08 and the SL? MTV.
Yeah, I won the first one, and that got me so much hate. Dudes was mad, you know what I mean? But I don't really want to speak on that. But I've been chilling. Like, I mean, I've been chilling right now. I took time off, you know what I mean? You remember we were talking. I was like, but I want to take a break from the music real quick.
Right.
But, like, a lot of people was getting mad around me, you know what I mean? They was like, yo, why you taking a break, dog? The only thing you're going to do is fall back in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of my partners was mad. And, like, I was so, like, not going to do music again. But then the funny thing happened. I caught my mom one day. I came in the crib. I caught my mom bumping one of my joints.
Really?
Yeah, that's what, like, my mom was bumping my joint Love Letter, and I was like, I ain't saying nothing. So I walked in the crib. She's singing this song. I didn't know. I was like, she's like, oh, I found this CD. Who is that? I was like, that's me. She was like, you serious? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, you need to do something about yourself before you let your talent go to waste. I was like, I think about it.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm fresh off the break. You know what I mean? I was in Virginia and Maryland last week, man, for a whole week in the studio working. We got the new situation. You know what I mean? Upline Gang, the group with my cousin. Shout out Specialist, you know what I mean? We got
okay,
the group
so
thing going.
So you not with the, what is it, the solo music? What is it? Solo?
Oh, I'm still
I'm
with,
saying
oh,
it wrong.
I'm still with, yo, you know what I mean? I hold Salon down, you know what I mean? Sierra Leone, I'm going to always hold it down. Green, white, and blue flow through my veins, but you know what I mean? I'm not an African artist by taste, you know what I mean? That's in my bloodline, but I'm an international dude, you know what I mean? I get love. I've been to places like, you feel me, Dublin, Ireland, with my man, shout out DJ Mo K, been to London, been to France, been to Germany. I've toured all over, so you know what I mean? I just can't limit myself. I'm always going to have the green, white, and blue on my back, but I got to put it down for the world now. Let everybody understand my story. You feel me?
Right. So, I mean, I know you originally, you live in Jersey, but you're originally from where again? Let everybody know.
I was actually born in the U.S., but my parents, my mother and father, from Sierra Leone, West Africa. For those that don't know, that was like one of the biggest blood diamond conflicts, civil war during the early 90s and early 2000s.
Okay.
But right now, they doing their thing. Everything's getting back to normal in the country.
And even though you in Jersey, you still collab with, I know you deal with No Frills every once in a while. Who else have you collab with from Philly? Doughboy?
Man, Doughboy from Lifestyles, you know, that's my partner in them. Allegheny Doughboy, shout out Lifestyles, man. I mess with a lot of dudes. Like, I'm friends with Garcia. Shout out the whole Ape Gang, Ready Rock, Preem, Hardbody. Like, I mess with a lot of people in Philly, like, not even on the music tip, just on a respect level. Like, my man Cicero, shout out Cicero, Homo Dunn, CMB. Of course, you know, me and you, we like Starsky and Hutch, can't see it. I still want that Drama Free remix, but we ain't going to talk about that on air, you dig?
Yeah.
I still need that remix. I got to come through, like, on one of my trips up 95 on my way out of town. I'm going to stop through so we can do that. It's nothing.
Right. It's cool. Whenever you come down. So the clothing line, what's good with that? Like, is that done or?
What, Vane clothing ain't done. Vane clothing, really, right now, we on the move with it. Vane doing their thing. They got the thing. They, right now, the production's coming from Dominican Republic because I'm a spokesperson for them. They got the boots coming out. They got the candle edition coming out. They got the chains coming out, the shirts. They got the clothing store on the west side right now, and the office is on Broadway. So shout out to T for Eric Poon, E be all over the place. E right now in China setting something up right now so they can get a good manufacturing warehouse out there. But Vane about to pop off, man. I'm just happy to be a part of it. I was blessed that my boys put me in it. You feel me?
Do they have a website where they can...
Yeah, we are www.wearevane.com, www.vanelifestyle.com. Like, it's a lot. You can even Google Vane clothing and it'll pop up.
Okay. So you were saying that, you know, you really don't have... Do you have any beef with anybody? Because you don't know me.
You know me, Fever, man. I don't beef, man. I don't beef, man. You know me. If I beef, it's a steak I'm eating, man. You know, I like it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a steak I'm eating at the spot where Paul Castellano got gunned down and Gotti came into power in Manhattan. You feel me? But I'm not really into the rap beefs because anybody that go on Facebook running on the internet thugging, you feel me? I already know. Like, I catch you in the streets, you gonna be yapping to the captain and the death sergeant. I'm gonna get an indictment handed down, and then I gotta pay Peter Till 40 stacks, and he gotta go to court and get an Oscar for acting up and getting me off. So rather than waste that bread, rather than waste that 40 stacks, I could put that to promotion. I could put that to one of my young boys coming up, like my young boy Young Quan coming up, or one of my artists, like our artist Texi Miata, like she the first female off of Upline Entertainment. She about to come out. You know what I mean? I could focus on that. I could focus on my project or my cousin Specialist project. You feel me? I don't got time for frivolous beef because I look at it like, man, you talk on, like, dudes be talking on beats a lot. You know what I mean? We got a lot of studio thugs. We ain't got no real shooters no more out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I heard the boy talking about the boy Tommy. You know what I mean? I don't really know, dude. I'm just going by the facts. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I grew up around the old school type players, and one thing I learned around them is like rule one: you get caught, You seal your lips, you do your time like a man, and when you come home, you are held down. Like me, I practice that. And I don't respect nobody, like, don't get me wrong, like, I like his music, but I don't respect what you about. Because
right.
if it's coming out on paper that you snitching, then what you talking in your music is irrelevant. That's with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, these young boys got the game twisted, but we ain't going to get too much in there. I don't want to say too much or do too much. You feel me?
So what's up with the, like, any distribution deals or any deals?
You already, you know, me and you, we talk privately right now. You know, I mean, we got a lot of things on. We got a lot of label offers on the table, but I'm not trying to jump in nothing. Like, right now, you know, I had trap money on hold. Flipside been trying to kill me on that, and I'm trying to get,
Flipside?
Like, Flipside, shout out Flipside, the whole Flipside Incorporated, G in the South, you know what I mean?
That's
Flip. Me and Flip talked like 2 days ago. Flip was on my ass. He was like, yo, Nova, man, come on. Like, I sent him 3 joints. He was like, yo, what the fuck is up with you, man? I said, yo, rapping ain't my thing right now. He was like, yo, you need to stop bullshitting. And he was getting calls. My team been getting calls. So, like, right now my focus has been, like, I went to Virginia. I was in the studio for, like, a whole week just knocking joints. So I think I knocked out maybe 16, 18 joints. And I ain't even done yet, but trap money coming soon. I was going to go in first quarter, but right now, the Upline Gang project, we're going to drop that first quarter, then I'm probably going to come summertime. And then, like, between that and that, I'm probably going to put Quan mixtape out and Miata mixtape out, see who get the bigger buzz between the two. And then after that, it's grind mode, you feel me? You know, I don't just chill as a rapper. I'm an executive also.
I know that's right. You got to be.
I mean,
so who is just still is your main focus to try to get signed with what you call it? I know we talked about that a while ago, or did you change your mind on Rock?
I mean, I looked at what they was talking about. I mean, shout out Rocco, shout out my man Travel, president of A&R's and Rocky Road Records. You feel me? I looked at the situation as for what it is. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be. You know the conversation we had. We used to have late night conversations about this.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to sign with nobody and be on the shelf because I know my value.
Right.
And as an artist, and first and foremost, you just can't think on a music level. You got to be a businessman. Like, Nova Soprano, yeah, at the end of the day, I'm Nova Soprano, but at the end of the day, behind Nova Soprano is Alpha Barry. A.Y. Barry is the CEO of Hood Revenue Incorporated, co-CEO of Upline Entertainment, and I got to look at it as Soprano as a brand. If I still make Soprano as a brand and put him on the shelf, by the time I get a buzz, I won't really have time to really run my course like I'm supposed to. So I'd rather bruise these knuckles, grit and grind, take these trips out of town, do these little shows, put a couple songs out here and there once a year. You feel me? Do my thing. You know me on the feature tip. Like, I've been featuring with a lot of artists from Sierra Leone, from Europe, from here in the States, Australia. Like, I put my buzz out. I'm trying to build my brand up because when these labels come knocking, like, I had a meet with a certain A&R a couple of days ago, and he was like, yo, you doing your numbers. I was like, I'm supposed to. What, I'm supposed to chill? He was like, nah, you're doing your numbers, but don't settle for less, and that's not what I'm settled for. I need that six-figure payday. Well, if you give me five, I'm going to take that five and double up and come back six, and by next year, I'm going to be sitting on seven. It's however you want to do, but I'm not going to sit there and become a prostitute for no label. I'm not no hoe. I've never been a hoe, and I will never stoop to be a hoe.
No, no, that's right.
If anything, I'm a pimp.
You a pimp.
I'm a pimp. Home money, slow money, but it's show money. It comes slow, but it get it fast, though. You feel me?
So are you, what site are you on heavy right now? Like, Facebook? Or are you on Twitter real heavy?
I haven't gotten to the Twitter thing yet. A lot of people have been bitching at me like, yo, you need to get on Twitter.
I know. They was getting on me, too. So I had to.
I was like, man, I don't see the use of saying, oh, I'm on the toilet with my drawers that I'm taking the shit. Oh, I'm doing it. Like, because you look at some of the Twitch niggas, you be on the Twitch and shit. Like, I'm on Facebook heavy. Like, you see, I'll be on my phone a lot. Like, I'll be on Facebook. I'll be on a plane, I'll be on Facebook. I'll be in the back of the car, I'll be on Facebook. Before I go on stage, I'm on Facebook. So, like, I'm heavy on Facebook. MySpace, I already ran my course, but I'm still on MySpace. I might get into the Twitter. You know what I mean? But, like, SLMTV.com, if you want to hit a couple of my joints, I'm on there. That Piff off of Flipside first mixtape. In the streets, volume one, you know what I mean? We just grinding right now. It's grind mode. You know,
so
man.
I'm loving the music that you're sending. So which one we getting into tonight?
Man, I got a lot of requests. My text message right now, like a lot of people texting me, you feel me? They want, I don't know, did I send you love letter? Check and see.
Did we send love letter? No, we didn't send that.
I'm going to get shot for that. I'm gonna get shot for that. Huh?
We don't want that.
Oh, I'm gonna get murked for that. What I said to you? It's just, I know it's a lot of hot joints on the top.
I like it. Fresh out the kitchen and what we say.
Fresh out the kitchen. That's my joint with Infinity. Yo, shout out Infinity. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hey, yo, but I heard the one boy do a 16. Can I get my 16 pound dog? Should I let my 16 fly the clip before I get it in?
Yeah, look, hey, I'm trying to get back in the spirit of the freestyle, so go ahead.
Yo. Hey, yo, a lot of people been yik-yakking. Like Soprano, where you been at? Word on the street that you stopped rapping. Heard the feds got you off a brick caught in the trapping. Nah, nigga, if you ask about me, I just took a break off, a layoff. While you dudes was 9 to 5 in it, I was in the hood in the kitchen 9 and 4, 5 in it. 38 off of 36 in the white square block, still run a small town. That's why these niggas know me like Pac, I get around. You dudes heavy D, I wish you a peaceful journey, but come against me, it won't be so peaceful when I pull that piece out. Shots flying out the 4-5. You know how I do, 740 fizzle. Pull up on your block. A lot of rappers yik-yak, but don't click-clack. See me? I still parallel park the coupe in the plane hangar. Man, tower radio, clear for takeoff. Yeah, I'm taking off. No altitude or particular flight pattern, of course. I paid the cost of floss as the HR boss. I'm going light, Fever. But, yo, it's just crazy, though. Like, right now, man, we just heavy in the streets right now. I'm just in the studio working. I've been quiet, but I'm in the studio working.
Okay. I'm definitely loving it, so I hope you come through more often so you can get yourself
yo,
paid.
You know me, man. I'll be on the grind a lot,
man. I hear him right now. Watch. Next week, be the bullshit.
Man, come Fever, though. Fever, when you hit me, right, I was in Virginia. I'll be bouncing all over, man.
Look,
I'm
on the phone, though. That's the thing. Like, y'all be killing me because it don't matter where you are. You can still do it from the phone.
Fever. Fever. I'll be in some places where I can't call on the phone. You might get a knock-knock. Oh, are you misfired? Yeah. Here's a subpoena. You might feel me? I'll be doing too much. You feel me? That's why, like, I took a break from the rapping. But, like, a lot of people, like, I got a good support system around me, and I can't even complain. You feel me?
Right.
Like,
all right, babe. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming through. What we getting into?
Wait, hold on. Hold up. Before I even get into it, I got to show my shout outs because, you know, people going to cuss me out in the morning.
All right, go ahead.
First and foremost, shout out Danger Soprano. Shout out to Capo. Shout out my VA peoples, man. Shout out my Baltimore. Shout out Ives. Shout out Miss Ivory. That's my peoples out in Baltimore. You know what I mean? Shout out all my peoples, man. ATL, Cali, shout out to Specialist, shout out Texas Miata, my boy Young Quan, DJ Dudes, my brother Sonny Lawford, welcome home. Shout out the whole Philly, man, 215, Uptown, Germantown, North, man, South, Southwest, Southeast, Westfield, Chester. Shout out everybody that show love to the Soprano. Shout out the whole HR Upline gang. Shout out the whole Salon. Now, I mean, I carry the green, white, and blue on my back for life, man. Shout out to anybody out there with a dream, man, because once you're dreaming, you're already achieving it. All you got to do now is stand on your own two and get the footwork in. And trust me, the labor you put in is what you put in is what you get out of it. You put in less, you get nothing. You put in more, you reap the benefits.
There you go. Nope.
But if we go, you already know Soprano in the building, bang, bang, upline gang early. So I don't know what, you know what I mean? I don't know, because there's a lot of bangers on there. Fresh out the kitchen is hot, but I think I'm going to go with that Trapper Steve, man, for all my hustlers, man. Put on that every move. Every move. Every move. Every move, man. That's the mentality we in for 2011, man, a.k.a. 2000 Upline Gang.
Is that like a West Side? Does it say West Side on it?
West Side, West Side. You know what? Let's get into West Side, because West Side is a little bit close to the heart, because it's not big. It's real talk. I was feeling real African that day.
Oh my lord!
You feel me?
All right.
West Side French Connection. Shout out Matt. Oh yeah, Matt Black, holla at me, man. We need to do something.
All right, babe.
All right, babe.
Woo! Hey, no, what's up, homeboy? All these fuck ass pussy ass niggas talking about you, cuz. Talking about you can't do you, nigga, you ain't got no swag. Man, fuck these niggas, homeboy. Man, we swinging on these pussy ass niggas. Fuck these haters. Man, tell them move out the way, shout.
I got em.
Real niggas in the building, dog. Whole niggas left to the left, real niggas to the west side. You know what I'm talking about?
west side.
Hey yo, fresh out the coffin, wiping the dirt off, bearded up, disguising the turban as a Taliban. Hopping out the caravan, carrying the next one. Loading 50 round clips, locking, loading, shoppers up. Shipping off the boat, put them U-Hauls on the interstate. These niggas don't understand why I play at high stakes. See, it was rocks, we hustling them. Blocks still bubbling, helicopters is hovering, but fuck it, in a new profession.
It's the fresh connection. We pop our door along the trail, but that don't stop us from getting our mail off them stairs. I'm from the west side of the motherland. From the west side of the motherland. It's the fresh connection. We pop our door along the trail, but that don't stop us from getting our mail off them stairs. I'm from the west side of the motherland.
Fuck, no bite. When I rhyme, I don't write. I just stay up in the kitchen, spinning up my wheels of fortune. Yes, my whip game proper. Chopping up that van of white, turn them into krills. Watch them youngins pitch it all night. Put a price up on my head, click clack, pat pat. If they do find your body, not a soul gon' say jack. See, I spit straight facts, manufacture straight crack. Fill the void where you so-called rappers lack that. 24s on the Escalade, ESP, shorty bobblehead in my lap, baby, inhale, exhale. No need for them handhelds, we fucking with them squares now. If it's war, we hit you, then let them choppers play now. When indictments get handed down, I'm taking off first class now. Hazing on a friendly island, good fella, wise guy. Stay on some pesky shit, trip. Flip a switch, carbon 1-5, playing hollow tagging, you're rich. My youngest catch you at the light, bullet riddle you with, then codename your death on the phone. Amori telling Muhammad hit. Just going over your heads a little bit. Cause when it comes to the flip, I don't pitch a little bit. See, I get it by the shit. She 2-2s up on the hip. Feds posted on my strip, but nigga, I love this shit. Like rock. What you think I hustle for? Fuck the hoes, fuck the clothes, it's all about my cash flow.
It's the fresh connection. We pop our door along the trail, but that don't stop us from getting our mail off them stairs. I'm from the west side of the motherland. From the west side of the motherland. It's the fresh connection. We pop our door along the trail, but that don't stop us from getting our mail off them stairs. I'm from the west side of the motherland. From the west side of the motherland.
How the fuck these niggas? You just told them, dawg. You from the west side. You know what I'm talking about? French connection up in this motherfucker. Fuck these niggas talking about these motherfucking Mexicans. Talking about they ain't got no swag. And they lie. Nigga, like my motherfucking swag, nigga. Like Nova swag, nigga. What the hell you talking about, nigga? We do big shit, nigga. Fuck sipping all that big shit popping, nigga. We do big shit, nigga. You little shit, nigga. Small fry, nigga. It ain't shit to a real G, nigga. Fuck all y'all haters, nigga. Get on my level, ho. That's what I said it. Get on my level, nigga. Yeah. West side. West side, eh?
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And try to, you know, enter that contest for the theme song that I need for the exclusive. So hit me up and let me know what's going on with that. I'm going to hit up the lines. That your number didn't even show up on it. It just says your name. I don't know how you did that. But anyway, like, you probably don't even know how you did it. Anyway, Dot, what's going on?
It's good, but you fire?
I ain't shit.
Yeah, you wondering how I get my name on the joint. I don't be calling. Yeah. That's why.
I don't know how you got your name on there, but
I got a Ustream account, you know. I just stream the show.
Oh, maybe that's how.
Yeah.
So what's going on? I know you got your beats up there on the website, whatever. Well,
yeah.
Link is going on there, so.
Yeah, I'm doing some big things, you know. 2011, I expect to come out with a double disc CD. I'm debating. I might not make it a double disc. I might just drop both of them real close to each other, probably like a month or two apart. Because it's basically, I'm dropping a story. So, you know, like, it's like basically my album is a documentary itself. And all three of my albums, they actually tell one story. So, like, the second album is called Industry to the Industry. And the third album is called Industry to the Industry, The Life of a Hustler. So, you know, all of it you listen to it all together, it all makes sense and shit, you know. So I'm still debating what I want to do as far as that, but it's definitely going to come out 2011.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the beats, what's the website?
The beats, the website is ReverbNation.com/m.b, the realest. You can catch me on any website, you know, just Google me. I'm on Facebook, MDOTB. You can like me. I'm on Twitter, M.B. The Realest. That's MDOTBTHEREALEST. I always mess that part up. All right, yeah. You know.
It's okay. I'm glad to see nobody, somebody else is having tongue tie issues today. So. All right, so what are we getting into tonight? Because I know we, like, pressed for time, trying to, like, zoom through these net last calls and whatnot.
What you got on deck? What you got?
I don't know what to do. That's all I got here is that one.
I got to upgrade you. Well, you know, I don't know what to do is my single, you know. That's featuring my man J. Chrome. You got a little buzz out there, too, you know, Somerville. Oh yeah, shout out to Germantown area, shout out to North Philly, shout out to the whole Philly. You know, I ain't gonna segregate. You know, I got love for the whole city. So, you know, I'm from Somerville. You know, I mean, I don't know what to do.
Right, all right, there it is. M-Dot.
Oh no, nah. Oh no,
check.
Oh no, nah. Oh no,
check.
Hey, I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do. I don't know, do. Nigga, boy, getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw. I don't know, do. Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do? I don't know. See, when it come to grind and bring it back, this money, I'm no too. Yeah, I know. I know what to do. Coplet, we up again. Do it again. Keep bringing it in. Guess who's singing again? Them daughters up in this bitch. My high beats is making money and fucking with chicks. My career is making music, I'm crushing the shit. And me and Chrome make it rain. Who fucking with this? Who fucking with this? Who fucking with this? My square's so crazy, I ain't gotta say nothing to chicks. She know I'm fly, so I ain't got a big game. I got that Obama chain. I'm high as fuck, clean. I got shitty thinking about sucking the crew. I know she probably like this. I don't know what to do. Ay, I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do. I don't know, do. Now your boy getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw. I don't know, do. Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do? I don't know, do. See, when it come to grind and bring it back this money, I know what to do. Yeah, I know, do.
Cash on deck, I'm talking bankroll. I'm making profit, I deposit to the bank close. See you lame ass niggas with the same hoes. I'm hitting different women, never see the same hoes. Hate them, haters talk, but you know they lying. Fabricating all the whips and all the shit they buying. Swear these niggas probably never seen a diamond. J. Chrome, 100 carat, how a nigga shining.
I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do. I don't know, do. Now your boy getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw. I don't know, do. Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do? I don't know, do. See, when it come to grind and bring it back, this money, I know what to do. Yeah, I know.
Chrome, what to do? Man, you tell me.
I just caught the stupid watch.
That shit LD. Let's hit the strip club. Let's hit the casino up. Let's hit the call out with cash. They never seen that much.
Nah, let's fly to Miami.
No, let's fly to Vegas.
Let's hit the range. Get an aim sharp for all the haters.
Sounds like a plan.
So what's the hold up?
See young boy to the store. Get a dust to roll up.
I'm getting so much money. Getting so much money, don't know what to do. I don't know, do. Now your boy getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw. I don't know, do. Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do? I don't know, do. See, when it come to grind and bring it back, this money, I know what to do. Yeah, I know, do.
Air Dot Radio. It's that Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. Listen, I'm going to go to the lines really quick. I'm going to try to get everybody that I can. I'm going to hit up 4162. Air Dot Radio, what's going on?
What's up, Fire?
What's going on, Ron?
It's your boy, Ron, man. I apologize. I thought you said 12:30, baby.
It's all right.
And, you know, it was 11:30. But what we're going to do is I'm going to shout out everybody, the whole Philly, man, East Coast, West Coast, man, Midwest, down, bottom, up top, man. Let's get it. It's your boy, Ron, man. Raw Deal Squad Entertainment is the label. You know, I mess with my chick Fire, man. That's the pretty face of Philly. Shout out to Raw. Most definitely, man. Shout out to everybody that, you know, hold on these lines, man. It's, you know, got to hold on, man. And you know what I'm saying? Fire got this thing popping. Got my big brother next to me, Rod Stashes, man. And we just making it do what it do, trying to rep the city, man, and keep Philly on our back till we die.
Well, you know what, Rome? Even though, like, it's last minute or whatever, I definitely still appreciate you coming through. You know what? Like, we need to set up an hour anyway, because that probably would have, that little 15 minutes when it did you justice anyway, so you definitely deserve it. So, like, I'd rather do an hour with you anyway, so it's cool. Thank you for even coming by, so it's cool.
No problem.
All right, because I already did my research on you and everything, so I'm like, I got mad questions and stuff.
You did the promo, man. That, you know, one thing about you, you're not playing when it comes down to supporting the artist and making sure everybody's name is said right and where it's supposed to be, because at the end of the day, doing it got to be a brand. If you ain't got your stuff brand, man, you fishing for deep blue sea. You got to make sure you LLC'd up. Make sure your name is your name. And like my man said that was on the phone prior, man, you get out of this rap game what you put into it. And really, you get, that's just life. You want to live a long life, man, you'll stay out the way. You don't want to live a long life, you're going to be pushing somebody buttons and somebody going to get frustrated and end your career. But outside of that, man, love life, man, love God, man, bless everybody, man. Rome is most definitely in effect. Raw Deal Squad is the label, man. Remember that name, man, Raw Deal Squad, man. That's all y'all need to know.
Right. Where can they reach you at, Rome?
Oh, hit me up on Facebook, man, Rome is Hip Hop 1980. You know what I mean? Or just put in Rome. Raw Deal Squad Entertainment, Rob Stashes. If y'all really want to know how to get to me, holler at Fire, man.
Look, you just put it all on me, right?
You know why? Because this is the best. I mean, you know, we in a state right now where Cosmic Kev and a lot of this radio shit is getting on my goddamn nerves, man. Like, really getting on my nerves, man. Like, man, we got too much talent in this city, man, for certain niggas to have the lanes they have. Don't get me wrong, they work for it, but there's a lot of people doing that same work. Your manager shouldn't be that better than my manager. Both of them niggas went to college and got a degree. Yeah. So my whole twist is, if your manager getting you to some paper, your manager should be hollering at my manager, and we should be collaborating, and we all should be getting some paper, man. I'm tired of the individuality. Like, we all got some shit with us. Let's all get in our bags, put it together, man, and we'll all be eating in our, can we have the city a little bit richer instead of us always having a dicky this person and cock block that person and all. Like, we need to get out of this young shit, man, and mature up, man. We fathers now. Half these niggas that's rapping, man, is 25 and older. And I'ma say that. The real MCs, the real pros, we 25 and over. I'm 30, man. I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel like I'm Ali right now. Right. I'm not knocking niggas out, I'm joining niggas. Let's get some paper. Let's get some paper. You got a show? Come holler at me. Let's do it. You got a feature? Let's do it. Let's get some bread. It ain't got to be a lot of money. I don't give a fuck if you give me a bean, $52.50, nigga. Shake my hand. We did business, and it was proper business, so we can all, you know, you play with small money, that always multiply the big money. You know what I'm saying? Fire, like me and Fire, we gonna all Raw Deal Squad going to put something together with Fire, man, and we going to get money. Shout out to the whole Philly, though, man.
Definitely. And I was telling them that, you know, me and you go way back, like, you know,
and we
met space, like, crazy, like.
Crazy, man. MySpace, like, I'm going to tell you, these social networks, if you use these social networks for what they're supposed to be used, you're the right people. You got niggas on here using this shit to air out issues. Like, if you should say rap artist or say entertainment or it got to do with, make sure your page is about that.
For real. Definitely upgrade y'all shit, too. Like, if y'all got, like, your old website, no info.
You know, and then there's another thing, man. Everybody, man, be a leader. Everybody want to follow. You know, it's cool to follow when you don't know no better. But then when you know better, take whatever you follow that person and learn and make it witty enough that it could be yours. And reach out for your dreams, man. Everybody, you know, stop following. You know what I mean? Be your own role model, cuz. I tell these people, I ain't had no father. So these bars that I spit in these rhymes was my father. I taught myself how to be a father, an MC, how to teach people and how to learn from other people. Once you get that, man, you're going to live a long life. You ain't got that, I'm telling you, you're going to get hell. You know what I mean? Who don't want to be happy? I tell my people, do you want to go to work, get a check, come back home and still feel crappy?
Right. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. But like I said, me and you, we gotta sit down and we gotta set up an exclusive
If we can make it for this Monday, I don't even care if you do it on a Tuesday like you did before when we did the G-Dep thing. Let's get a personal day. We blast it out. Fire.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna do that.
I get the whole squad on the line. If I got to three-way it up, and you just had one line with me, but we three-way it up.
That's cool. That'll work. We can do that.
Rob Stash is going to scream you out right now. We riding on the expressway. Hold on.
Yeah, this your boy Rob Stash. What's up, Fire? I'm going to shout out Fire. And then the whole Philly, the whole tri-state, everybody doing their thing. Like my little brother said, time to bring that unity together, you know what I mean? Raw the squad, ENT. If don't nobody else do it, we doing it. We're going to stay bonded to our word. And let's get it.
That's what's up. Thanks, babe.
No doubt.
Love you, Fire. Go ahead and get somebody else in the line, man. I know some people. It'll be 12:55, man. Let somebody get that shine. I love you, baby. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, babe. Thanks.
One.
At our radio, I'm going to go really quick. And for those that's on the line right now, I definitely got you next week. I feel so bad. Kim King, I see you. Kim King, I'm doing an exclusive with you. We were supposed to do that a couple weeks ago. Damn it, we're doing one. And we're going to do it this week. So I'm going to make that up to y'all. 6760, Aaron on Radio, what's good?
Friday, what's up? This is Rel, a.k.a. Incredible Hawk. What's going on?
Rel, what's going on,
yeah,
baby?
I'm must on here trying to do my little promo jump for my movement, you know, Dark Side Movement, Wolfpack, get it up, Philly. Representing my man, R. Childs, Wallace Battle, look us up. That's all I'm on here for right now.
Okay.
So everybody here is on, you know, Facebook, me on there, Dark Side Alliance, look us up. Look for Philly.facebook.com/R Childs/, you know, Wallace Battle, look us up, Dark Side Alliance, Wolfpack, we moving. Look me up too, Rel, Tyree, West Philly. I got all names, all the places, so hit me up, so. That's my little promo gig around. I'm out.
All right, babe. Thanks for calling up. Make sure you get them to send some music in, too, so we can get that popping.
Yeah, I definitely got to do that, too. I got to do that, but I definitely got you on the music, so don't worry about it.
All right. Thanks, babe.
All right, bye.
And our radio, 5220. What's going on? All right. Let's go down to the next. 3699, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's going on? Fire, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Who's this?
This is Mel. This is Mel Austin. I was calling in to shout out my man, Charles. I know he was, I think he was on there earlier today. I was trying to hit that for the ladies, but I guess it's at the end of the show right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you don't have no music in, right?
Yeah. I got some music.
Okay.
I'm on the Facebook / Mel Austin.
No, I mean you don't have music in here though, right?
And then yeah. I got
you do?
I'm featured on the joint with my man Charles. It's called For the Ladies.
Okay.
You can definitely throw that on. I ain't gonna hold you.
Well, I can't do it now because it's like so late in the show, but
yeah.
I definitely got you next week, whether you call or not.
Yeah.
I'll definitely play it for you. I'm just writing you down now to make sure I got you. So definitely give you a little shout-out or whatever really, really quick. Your website.
Yeah.
Give your website info.
Gotcha. Shout-out to my man, Charles. You know what I mean? Shout-out to the circle we had, Mel Austin Jr., my young boy Astro Law. We got On That Productions, Mr. Forbes. You can check us out online. I'm actually at MelAustinJr.bandcamp.com. I'm actually promoting my first mixtape on there for free download until the end of January. So you check that out.
All right. Okay. You definitely going to keep it moving. I got you. You down here. Right. I got you. All right. Air it out radio 6279. What's going on?
What's up with it?
Who it is?
This is David.
David? How are you, David?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hurry up. You know we like at the last minute of the show. What's your info really quick?
ReverbNation.com/DRotto.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it. The only one, or you good?
I got one on Facebook. It's listen.to/DRotto.
Okay. All right. Do I have your music in here?
Yeah.
I do?
I got
it. It's under David?
No, it's under DRotto.
DRotto. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Damn, I got two songs to give you. All right, so definitely appreciate you calling up. I got to go. I got to get ready to get off this line. All right, thank you, babe, for calling in. Air It Out Radio. Kim, I see you, babe. We got to do an hour. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm out. It's that bitch.